Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. And joining us for the first time ever, we have Tyler Smith. Welcome.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's good to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
live in studio.
Yeah, yeah. So you do the Dope Show comedy show, right?
Yeah, I'm the host of the Dope Show. It's a wonderful showcase that goes on in many cities. I think we're in 10 right now. But it's a great stand-up comedy showcase where comedians perform, then they go get real high, and then they attempt to perform again. No guarantees on the second set. That's what
do you think
I
there's sometimes
people.
They do it better the second time?
Sometimes marijuana is a performance enhancer, but we have lost a few people on the show too. Like, not everybody has made it back for that second set.
Yeah.
We've had a few people pop their cherries on the show, like smoke weed for the first time.
Wow.
And that was a train wreck. definitely should not be doing that. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to look at. People, there's a lot of like fuck ups and stuff. But, you know, so either way, we have a good time.
I really suck at weed. When I get high, I just shut up. I'm like, ugh.
Really?
You did a pretty good job last time, though.
Yeah, because it didn't kick in until I left.
That's because it was an edible.
Yeah, when I got
it took a while.
It was in there, but then I went to the movie. I went to see Shazam, and at Shazam, I was just pissed off the whole time because I was so high. I was like, "Fucking stupid kid! Fucking, I don't want a kid superhero. Fuck this! Give me a grown ass man. I don't want some little fucking kid."
I feel like we can take the magic away from movies very quickly.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of things more enjoyable, but I feel like movies seem a little bit more fake. You can pick apart a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah. If you view a movie through a skeptical lens while you're high, you'll just be like, this is bullshit. Why would he do that?
Yeah.
That looked fake as fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, that kind of shit. Yeah, I've done it.
I just got a new TV. Like, I've had a TV from like 2002, I think, my entire adult life.
Yeah.
But I just bought this like giant flat screen, like ultra high def, and now like TV, it looks so fake. It just looks like people standing on a green screen.
Yeah.
I kind of ruined it for myself.
Yeah, I noticed that with like the 4K or whatever when I first started coming out. My friend had one of those expensive ass TVs and he was watching a Blu-ray on it, And it's like, it just looked cheap as hell. I was like, why, right. why is this too real? I don't like this real exactly. reality. I want to see some grain, some fuzziness.
Exactly.
I don't need 60 frames per second. It pisses me off. My mind can't follow that.
Mm.
Looks like I'm looking out a window, except like Val Kilmer's outside the window, and that pisses me off. I wouldn't want him around my house.
You know, on the same side,
throat cancer or something.
As far as watching movies on substances, I watched a few movies on shrooms, and they were the greatest movies I had ever seen at the time, and then watched them again later and was like, why did I like this?
I've been a victim of that myself. Yeah.
I've never done shrooms, but I went to go see Toy Story 3 with my cousin and his girlfriend, and they were on shrooms. And I'm looking at them during like the scene where the toys are getting melted down.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna die. Oh, I was so afraid for them. They're like, oh God. And I never want to do that.
How have you not done shrooms? I feel like everybody in the Northwest has done shrooms.
Yeah,
I literally grow on the ground here.
I grew up in a house where everybody was drug abusers.
Oh.
So I chose to like just overeat instead. I'm not gonna do drugs. I'm gonna eat fucking Twinkies all day.
That's smart.
It's my new life now. I'm just bury my sorrow and Hostess Paz.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was the game plan.
That's fine. I love shrooms. I think I first started doing shrooms when I was like 16. Now I do it maybe like 4 or 5 times a year. It's kind of like a ritual thing now. But first time I did mushrooms and watched a movie, I was like banging the side of my TV because I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, why are their faces so weird?
Yeah. I like the microdosing. I just like that that good feeling you get. I don't like the thing where you fall into another reality. Like when you're that far gone, I don't.
Yeah.
So I just like I take a little bit throughout the day if I had some
microdosing. Like yeah, a bunch of times, maybe like 12 times a year, but full on, like you know, eat an eighth, see God. I like to do that at least once a year. Every time I quit a job, I eat mushrooms and hike a mountain.
It's a ritual. You just go apply for like a really shitty job so you know you can quit the next week and go for a hike.
I'm going to go do mushrooms. I just got hired at Safeway.
So we have a few troll or not a troll entries. Before we get into troll or not a troll, want to remind everyone, please use our link in the description to download the Brave browser. It's available for let's see. PC, mobile, Android, and someone told me Linux too. So, and after you do it, use it to send us a fucking token. You'll get the tokens up there, and you can send us stuff.
It's a brave new world.
Yeah.
And of course, Streamlabs is open. Anything $20 above, we'll get read live. So if you want to talk shit, do so.
We have the goal.
$20.
There's so much going on here on this screen.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching the news and stock market.
Basically, yeah. Basically, comes to us for all their information.
This is crazy. So much going on here.
Yeah.
So our first segment is called Troll or Not a Troll.
Not a Troll.
So we basically, we're going to watch a few videos and decide whether the person in the video intended, basically if they're being genuine in the video or if they're trolling. Here's the first one.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to cut my April Fool's Day short here.
It starts with cutting April Fool's Day short. Happened. How is this not a troll?
We all make mistakes.
Wow.
I've made a few mistakes in my life. You've made a few in your lives.
It's a young dude for a confession video.
It all goes
video.
Around.
For real.
I just burned my house down a little. That's all. And you know what?
I just burned my house
my
down a little. That's
was
all.
Was actually a mistake. So
this
really,
is the April Fool's joke. If he actually had done this, I'd have so much respect for him.
I know.
Blame someone for this. Blame the condom company whose poor quality assurance resulted in my existence. Whoops. A condom broke.
Whoops.
Another troublemaker has escaped from the void.
That's okay. The condom
fault.
Might not have been able to hold so much cum, but his mouth could.
This guy is either a comedic genius or a sociopath.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's sociopath. Like, I want to believe, even
kind
though this... Every,
yeah, I know this is an
every
obvious
Every trigger
troll,
here is troll,
but... it's so funny.
Yeah, you could tell he's, like,
but
almost
yeah.
ginger, so he doesn't have a soul. He's wearing that L.L. Bean jacket like it's a fucking badge. He is a little piece of shit. I like him.
As you know, I was in the middle of a hilarious April Fool's Day prank where I was pretending to be stuck in a time loop like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. But really, it was just an elaborate ruse to put my improv skills to the test. If Bill Murray taught me one thing, it's that if you ever get stuck in a time loop, the best thing to do is to just shrug it off and start improvising. That's what us comedians
That's what Bill Murray taught me.
That's what we do. We laugh. Ooh,
a little of that Second City improv right there.
Oof, yeah. That got less funny as it went on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Still working on the timing. He's a young man. Yeah.
If Bill Murray taught me anything, it was that celebrities can get away with rape.
What?
Bill Murray.
I don't know.
Here's another one.
Bill Cosby, Bill Murray. I figured all the Bills are rapists.
Don't ruin Bill Murray for me.
My name's Bill. So.
Perfect. I know
even really. This is meth or not a meth head, right?
I don't know why they can't put terrorists here and terrorists there. Don't know why the hell.
Wow. He's fucking stoned.
It's really hard to tell what drugs he's on.
Terrorists.
I think with the pock marks, there's got to be some meth there. I could be wrong, but
someone sent me a cringe rap, and the video for it is the Everett Tweakers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Gross. Yeah.
You don't know why he's a disgrace. My ranks and my people.
I made a promo for my shows, and one of them's in Everett. And like for the promo, we usually do like drone shots of the city that it's going towards.
Yeah.
And for Everett, when I was like ripping off drone footage, all of them were tweaker drones. Like, they just follow tweakers.
Yeah.
There was one that was actually like really good. I'm like, oh, this is a good one. It like starts in like a harbor. It like kind of pans over some sailboats, and then it turns around and there's just a boat that's on fire. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with Everett? For Christ's sakes.
Love
it's
Everett.
Bad.
It's such a shithole.
So you say not a troll with this.
Oh, this guy's high. This is not a troll. He's too high to fucking troll.
He tries. Why would he care?
He doesn't even know he's being recorded right now.
By himself. Yeah. Yeah. Later on, he like gets more like he's trying to rap or something.
Motherfucking bought myself Mercedes. Yeah, bitch, coming back to life. 1990s.
How long is this video?
It is about 4 minutes long.
That's too long.
So we're gonna say not a troll. Oh yeah, we rarely get through all of them. By the way, if you send in Streamlabs, we will read them at the end of this segment that we're about to start right now.
Yes.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Action News.
All right.
You better well learn to love it.
So this is the guy you've been talking about, Billy.
This, yeah, I know, because I was my
Andrew Yang.
My finger's on the pulse of America. Of course, he's going to be in the news now. I called this 2-3
so
weeks ago.
So you're like an Andrew Yang hipster. No. Yang before
I'm in the Yang gang.
Cool.
I'm in the Yang gang.
Okay.
2020. Wait. You familiar with Andrew Yang?
No.
He's running for president.
All right.
He wants to give everybody $1,000.
Universal basic income. Here,
UBI.
Here it is.
That'd be nice.
The closest thing any other president has come to this was Bill Clinton giving a bunch of interns a UTI.
But don't, I like that.
You've heard that there's an Asian man running for president who wants to give everyone $1,000 a month.
Hell yeah.
I just heard this.
And all of those things are true.
My dude.
We'll take this case all the way to the White House and win because the opposite of Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math.
Fuck
all right,
yeah.
In a crowded field of 2020 Democratic candidates, Andrew Yang is standing out. The former tech executive wants to give every American over 18 a universal basic income of $1,000 per month. Why? Well, let's ask him. Andrew Yang, Democratic candidate for...
And I was saying there should be a cap.
Why?
I don't think Jeff Bezos should get the $1,000 a month.
Why not?
Because he doesn't fucking need
it. Doesn't matter. Nobody needs $1,000 a month more than Jeff Bezos.
Oh, why? Because
it'll prove to everybody this is a great idea. If you can give $1,000 a month to the richest man in the world, because then why can't the poorest man get it?
Because now he only has $20 billion because he got divorced.
Yeah, everybody gets $1,000 a month. There's so there's okay. a minuscule amount of billionaires in this country. Giving them $1,000 a month is nothing. We give it to Bezos because we also give it to fucking little Mark on the corner.
President,
everybody gets $1,000.
Me now, thank you very much for being with us. Universal basic income, $1,000 a month for everyone, including, say, Allison Camerota?
Yes, that's exactly right. And we need to make this move.
My problem with $1,000 a month is if it sounds great, but isn't that just going to make every company just raise the price?
It won't.
Everything?
Andrew Yang did the math.
He did the math. Okay.
He did the math.
Yeah.
He's Asian, so
is he going to address that here in a second?
I assume, yeah.
Okay.
He did the math.
Asians are good at math.
And yeah. He is Asian.
Yeah, we can't deny that.
We have to assume the math is good.
Because we're in the midst of the greatest economic and technological transformation in the history of our country. The reason why Donald Trump's our president today is that we automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And my friends in Silicon Valley know full well that...
She did lose in all of those areas, which she should have probably won.
Yep.
We're about to do the same thing to millions of retail workers, call center workers, fast food workers, truck drivers, and on through the economy.
Not to shorthand it, but there are people who joke that this is the robot apocalypse that's coming. You look at automation as a threat to the fabric of the nation, yes?
Yeah, very much so. And you can look around our main...
So is he going to try to prohibit automation from happening?
No. Universal basic income is a safety net for humans that aren't going to be able to work because the automation is going to cut out all the jobs they've been relying on for the last 100 years in our industrial revolution. Okay. It's now over because the industry has become the revolution.
It's 30% of malls and stores are closing in the next 4 years because Amazon is soaking up another $20 billion in commerce every year. So you don't think of that as robots because robots don't just walk into the main street and sit behind the counter. But if you go to an Amazon fulfillment center, you'll see it's wall-to-wall robots. So this is all real. It's not science fiction.
Is Amazon the enemy?
Well, Amazon is...
It's so crazy because 10 to 15 years ago, it was Walmart. Walmart was the most evil, company in America, and now it's Amazon.
Walmart was being, shitty to their employees, but
yeah.
Amazon just doesn't have employees.
Amazon was shitty to the employees they do have, too, though.
Yeah,
that's what everybody
said. The conditions in these warehouses are terrible.
And even the people who are in the corporate offices, you run about 2 years with Amazon, and then that's when you get renewed for, extra shares in the company. They give you a big bonus after 2 years. So they'll just cut you loose if you're at the 2 year mark, unless you're really good. So everybody's working hella hard for those 2 years because they want to stick around, and they cut you loose anyways, unless you're the best of the best.
Just to clarify, I didn't realize this, but I'm wearing an Amazon shirt, but it's totally a spoof.
I mean,
what's it stand for? Bring your own.
It's bring your own box. It's a Kelsey Cook joke.
I'm a hypocrite because I shop on Amazon and I stream on Twitch, which is owned by Amazon, and I use Amazon Prime and all that shit. So I mean, but it's almost like you don't even really have a choice at this point with everything Amazon does. And 20 years ago, it was just the internet bookstore.
And I still fuck with Amazon more than I'll fuck with Walmart. Walmart is still more evil. More evil.
Evil. And they just announced last week that most of Amazon that exists in Seattle is moving to Bellevue within the next 4 years here.
Good. Get rid of them. My rent's fucking doubled since that goddamn company's moved in there.
Yeah.
I live in North Seattle. It's the rent's getting out of control.
Yeah.
I really hope that some of these companies will move away just so it's...
Well, more companies will move into the Amazon headquarters because they built an entire infrastructure for business there over the last 10 years.
Yeah, they're going to rent out.
Yeah. So we'll get probably new companies that come in their place.
A huge winner in this system that we built. And we need to make it so that more people can share in the progress that's being driven by all this innovation.
So universal basic income, $1,000 a month, is an insurance policy against the threat of automation.
Yeah, it helps give tens of millions of Americans a real path forward. And the thing that excites me the most is you can see that it would improve people's health, nutrition, it would elevate graduation rates, it would improve people's mental health. But
it would be okay with you under this if I wanted to buy $1,000 worth of booze.
Not just okay. Not just okay. I would encourage it.
Yeah.
This is your thousand, man.
Okay.
You can do whatever the fuck
okay.
you want with it.
Okay.
I don't care if you buy $1,000 worth of mustard and then piss in it.
If you get pushed out of a job by automation, okay. how's $12,000 a year going to change your life?
Well, I've looked at the numbers around the country, and I've spent the last 7 years helping create several thousand jobs in the Midwest and the South. And so $1,000 a month would be a game changer for tens of millions of Americans, but it would also lead to 2 million new jobs because of all the economic activity. And it would make our labor force much more dynamic, because right now a lot of Americans are stuck in place and are having a hard time moving for different opportunities.
Why does someone, why does the 1% deserve $1,000?
To say, you have no fucking idea how hard it is right. for people out there.
Yeah.
That was nice. I like that.
$1,000 a month, as does someone making $35,000 a year.
Well, if you look at our own country, Alaska has had a dividend for the last 38 years, and it's wildly popular in large part because it's universal. So it's not seen as like, you get it, I don't.
It's true. There is a universal basic income for Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought. I've heard that before.
To you. Instead, it's just right of citizenship in Alaska. And because of that, it's very popular. We should do the exact same thing in the rest of the country.
Alaska's got about 700,000 people and a lot of oil. America's got, what, 350 million people?
Yes.
And a huge national debt. This will add to that.
Well, it won't necessarily, because if you look around, again, one of the big winners from this process is going to be Amazon, and Amazon paid zero in federal taxes last year. So what we have to do is we have to join every other advanced economy and have a value-added tax that would give the American people a tiny slice of every...
Yeah, so he's like, Amazon's got to pay taxes.
Not Amazon, a value-added tax.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but a company like Amazon, right?
Well, I think the value-added tax, from what I heard, is it's like a sales tax for the nation.
Oh, a federal sales tax, tax.
Amazon sale and every Google search?
VAT often adds taxes and burdens on people who don't make that much money. You're talking about purchases on common everyday goods.
Oh, well, you can tailor a VAT so it falls more heavily on, let's say, luxury goods than consumer staples. But we need to make this kind of move because if you have things like artificial intelligence, right now our income tax system will do a very, very poor job of getting some of those resources in the hands of the American people.
I want to ask you some questions on other subjects. You worked at Manhattan Prep. You ran Manhattan Prep, which is a test preparation company.
Yes, that's right.
Here in the city. It is the type of place that is now seen as tied up in this entire higher education machine complex. How do you see the college admission scandal recently, and what's a way to solve it?
Yeah, so the college admission scandal is a symptom of all sorts of problems. I mean, college has gotten 2.5 times more expensive, even though it has not changed in quality. And the admissions rates have plummeted because of the competitiveness to get in.
The automation of getting in. The common application is this form of automation.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess we'll see. I heard there's like I guess some people on the far right like him.
Well, yeah, people on the far right are memeing him, whatever. He's a liberal. He's pretty much everything we want on the left. And if the right are getting on board because he's going to give them $1,000, then let's...
I don't know if that's why. I think it's because they want someone like him at the forefront of the left.
No, I think it's because they agree with him that everybody should secure the bag and get $1,000. Yang gang.
I don't think so.
Yang gang.
I don't think that's why.
Well, obviously, what you think and what I think... I'm educated on Andrew Yang. You're just you're just taking face value, secondhand opinion.
I don't think any type of socialism at this level, I think would be too much for them.
But it's not a socialism that everybody gets it, right? So it's different. A lot of people don't like socialism because only the poor people get it, and they're like, fuck poor people. But now that even the rich people get it, they're like, hell
no,
fucking yeah.
No. That's not true about socialism. Socialism is not No, not only the poor people get socialism in like a socialist economy. That's not how it works.
Social economies differ everywhere, but the reason the right are against socialist economies are because they don't want the poor people to have more. But if they get to have more as well, then it's not just like, fuck you, why do you get food stamps and I don't? It's like we all get food stamps. If everybody in America had an Obama queue every month when Obama was president, they just gave you the fucking food stamps, everybody got it, everybody would be like, fuck yeah, let's have our Obama queue. Let's eat chicken and fucking beer. And you can't buy beer with food stamps, I guess, but it's you know.
But But the is it going to be taxable, the money you get?
The money? No, you get $1,000 and then you the taxes come in the VAT, the point of sale taxes, when you're buying things. And he's just said you could scale it towards more luxury items than everyday necessities. So if you're buying a Nintendo Entertainment System, you might pay more tax on it than if you're buying a gallon of milk.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not much of a political comic.
Yeah.
You guys knew that about me.
No, that's fine. It's only the beginning part where we talk.
Perfect. I'm not either.
I'm like, oh, this got real deep. What the fuck did I sign up for?
Yeah.
So what would you guys do with that $1,000? Would you be responsible or would you blow it?
Oh, I mean, I think the first couple of months, you probably blow it, right? But then as the year goes by, you get a little more conservative with your cash. And by Christmas time, you probably have a few thousand saved up, and then you blow it on bullshit Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I do kind of worry about what Tyler said about people just raising prices on things.
Because they know they can afford it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. If the taxes are already going in to pay for it, if the sales tax is going in, they're not going to be able to afford to raise the prices because the prices are going to go up with taxes, the VAT taxes. So they're not going to be able to get them both ways. The money's going to be there. People are going to have more money for a safety net. But right now, it's like there are so many people that live paycheck to paycheck, if that. There's people who are taking out loans to get to the next paycheck. It's very hard for a lot of people.
Yeah. I just saw an ad for this app that it's like, did you work today? Did you get paid for it? You can with this fucking app. You can just get paid today and we'll take your paycheck at the end of the week. I'm like, how? Yeah. You gotta be in a bad situation.
Yeah.
If you're like, can I get paid at the end of the day?
There's a lending app where you request money. People will lend you the money, and then you'll pay them back what you think is fair, right? You'll pay them back the money plus whatever percentage you think is fair.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like the honor system for loans, and you can chuck them extra 5% or 10% or something because they helped you. It's a weird idea, but I guess it's working.
Yeah,
that's the future.
Need that money.
That's the future right now of the Silicon Valley. They're looking for ways to put money in people's hands that aren't part of the industry.
Right.
You know, the common person's hands. It's the future of the technology is economical technology. It's very interesting. Andrew Yang is very interesting.
You think so?
He's very interesting.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hold on. You guys can continue. I'm just going to do that right now.
So what I think we'll do next is we'll actually move on to crazy people, and we'll cover the Candace Owens thing later, more towards the end. Just a reminder, everybody, tonight's post show after the regular show's done here, Billy and I will be on Twitch later tonight. For tonight's post show, if you guys want to join us over there and check that out.
Oh, snap.
Ew. I love how he gets stuck in the hole like Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
I love Pooh Bear.
Yeah. In Rabbit's Hole.
Yeah, Rabbit's Hole.
Pooh got stuck in Rabbit's
Hole. A little poo in his hole.
Yeah.
I like Pooh Bear a lot. Like, I went to see the Christopher Robin movie and I cried.
I watched the first 10 minutes, couldn't get through it.
Really? Because you cried?
I hadn't seen it.
No, yeah, he just cried so hard. Yeah. I couldn't
10
even.
10 minutes in, I was like, I gotta go.
He loaded it on Netflix, pulled my eyes out.
Yeah.
He couldn't wipe the tears away fast enough.
I was in the theater. Did you see it in the theater and leave? Or
did you
just watch
it? It's on Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
So I opened it up. I was like, you know, I love Winnie the Pooh. It's like one of my childhood things. And I started watching it, but I'm like, this isn't for me.
Oh, it's heavy. It's heavy.
It's heavy?
It's heavy.
I'll give it another shot.
Yeah, no, don't watch it under an influence of anything that might sway your mood, because you're going to have to be strong and open for this one.
Sometimes I just need a little release, so.
Yeah, it's rough.
The movie that makes me cry all the time is What Dreams May Come.
Yeah. Oh, Robin Williams, right?
If I take out the box, I start crying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have to start watching it. If I look at the DVD case.
I've seen that once, and I think there's a reason I've only seen it once, because I couldn't handle it again.
Oh, four solid cries.
You ever watch Big Fish?
Yeah.
I watched Big Fish and I like cried the first time I watched it. I watched it with my dad. We cried together. And my dad's not a crier. Sometimes. Then I watched it with my cousin. He cried. And then we got in a fist fight because he's like the so not a crier. He's like, fuck you.
Fuck
and
you
we
for fought. Making me cry.
Yeah, we fought. It was very weird. That movie is so magic. Funny. That Big Fish is magic for tears and anger. I think somebody who worked on the movie, I think, killed somebody afterwards and was like, it was Big Fish, and they got away.
No shit.
Maybe. I don't know if that's 100% true. There's like, it's kind of true.
I'll believe it.
I made a lot of that up.
I'm already telling other people.
Yeah.
What's this next segment? By the way, these animations are tight as fuck. I don't know who makes these.
We have amazing fans that just send them in to us, and every now and then we get to, like, a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's great. Crazy people. We deal with a lot of people online
that just make strange videos on the internet.
They make ridiculous claims. Sometimes they might actually be crazy, but usually they're just so caught up in their own beliefs that it's ridiculous. So we watch and we kind of take them apart bit by bit and try and put them back into a whole piece. Usually that doesn't work though. We usually just fucking talk shit.
Yeah. And here's, this is someone we've never watched before. I don't even know what his name is. Ooh. I just like how he acts here.
They're fucking starting again. This is one of the guys that started the crash up fucking derby. He's out here again. Look at this. Look at this shit. Look at this fucking shit. Look at this fucking shit. Look at this fucking, get the fuck out of my neighborhood. They ain't fucking doing no. Oh, hell no, Gina. Hell the fuck
hell no.
No,
Gina.
Hell no,
Gina.
These fucking drug dealers are getting the fuck out.
Oof. I really want to see the rest of that video.
You get the fuck out of here.
It keeps going.
Oh, yeah,
you get out of my fucking neighborhood now.
Wow.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
Hit him with the flashlight?
That's so funny.
This...
He's obviously on his wit's end. I bet you that's not the first
See?
Night this has happened.
Every fucking night.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna come around here and play Crash Up Derby and
no
deal
crash
drugs
up
get
derby.
The fuck out of here.
That's so funny.
I'm calling the fucking cops. You leave now, motherfuck.
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 This is exactly like I am, but it's like noon when I'm trying to sleep in on a Wednesday.
I feel like if this guy is not somebody's dad, then... He missed out on ruining some little kids' childhoods, right? Like, he'd be the worst dad. But the kids would grow up and be, like, functioning members of society, but they would hate him so much.
If he just turns the camera around, there's just, like, a child on the couch just sulking.
Yeah, breastfeeding at 12 years old.
Get the fuck out of here! Now!
Oh, God, yeah. I would hate to be the other neighbor between these two houses.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. With the mag light,
the flashlight
out the window, ready to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you motherfucker! Get the fuck out of my neighborhood!
He twisted the light to be more direct. Because he wanted to make sure the guy knew that he was pointing at him directly. He's gonna put into laser pointer mode next
like
and
that.
Fuck with the guy's cat on the front lawn.
That guy's like, wait, do you think he's talking to us?
Yeah, you motherfucker!
Get the fuck out! Yeah!
I wasn't sure, but then he put the flashlight on me. Now I think he's talking to me.
You come around here again? Get the fuck out of here!
It worked.
You too! You don't bring him back here anymore! I'm sick of your fucking bullshit!
Guy was just delivering Uber Eats.
I would be very grateful for this dude, though, if he was my neighbor and that was my other neighbor. It would be awkward as fuck, but I'd be like, oh, thank God. I'd bring him cookies the next day.
I'm always the neighbor where the drugs are coming to their house, right? So he'd be yelling at me.
I mean, yeah, I'm also that neighbor, but I feel like my friends are very respectful. So.
Yeah, I don't have people showing up revving their engine.
Exactly.
There's no derbies outside of my drug house, my
Great
crack den.
You live, guys. Ooh. Love the show. Ben Billy, that guy at the bottom. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
This is Tyler
what
Smith.
That?
Guy at the bottom is Tyler Smith. Right? Like I didn't fuck
right.
up your name, right?
Yeah, Tyler Smith.
I didn't know if Tyler was pronounced Tyler or not.
T-Y-L-E-R.
Or Smith.
Is it Tealier?
Tealier Smithy. I was worried.
It's Tyler.
No, but yeah, Tyler is a local comedian. You grew up in Washington?
I've been here for about 20 years, nice. But I'm a military kid, so I grew up all over. Yeah. I moved here from Saudi Arabia.
Where were you born?
I was born in Texas.
How long were you in Saudi Arabia for?
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And before that was Germany.
Okay.
4 years.
Okay. Have you seen some shit?
I've seen some Muslims. I wouldn't say it's been a crazy shit, but
I've
seen a lot of people, and Germany was a little bit more of a trip, I feel like, just because we were living in a neighborhood that was like a German neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah.
But that was me. That's not what I meant. Thunder the bear.
as soon as
it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh,
it was a little high.
But yeah, no, Saudi Arabia was like a full-on military base, so it was just kind of like a piece of California out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But it was nice. We want to go back, that's for sure.
That's how you handle shit in this fucking neighborhood. You see him fucking saying he's sorry now? Fuck these motherfuckers. They ain't gonna come around here fucking dealing in their drugs, playing crash up derby in my fucking neighborhood. Oh, no more.
We gotta find more videos of this guy. Is this
go
the only
infantry,
one?
Go the fuck home. See no violence.
He is balancing his iPhone on the tip of his own erection right now. Like, at first, I thought this was a selfie, but no, he's not
even balancing it. Like the piss hole is holding firmly on the phone.
It in there.
Yeah, it's got a nice firm grip. Yeah, this guy is like he's super dad. He's everybody's dad. He's cleaning up the neighborhood. I like him.
Oof.
How's it going, guys? It's Xbox Jared here. Have another controversial video for you, but I know I'm gonna get some shit.
I don't mean to instantly laugh at this dude, but this is awesome.
Do you like his room?
I like everything about what's going on.
His haircut. Yeah.
At first, I thought this was a Nick Kroll sketch, but yeah, no, this is a real person.
Yes,
he's a human.
But it's okay because that's really my purpose, is to say things that other people don't really have the guts to say. Not trying to act like some internet badass here, but that's just what I do. So I've been thinking about this for a while. The Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust, the Nazi Holocaust,
no,
I guess is the proper term. Did it really happen?
Oh,
did
no,
all those,
no.
what is it, over 6 million Jews really die? And it's funny because I've heard all kinds of crazy numbers. I've even heard like up to 18 million. I've heard 6 million. I've heard all these different numbers. It's like people don't really know for sure. And that's another thing that makes me skeptical. Oof.
Skeptical. I can't even mispronounce the
this
way he mispronounced it.
This guy is like literally one of the dumbest people. Yeah. That I mean, like we've watched a lot of his videos. This is his room, by the way.
You can't share your opinion with a bare foam mattress in the background. Oh,
you should see the guy's bedroom door. It looks like he just wiped his ass on the doorknob.
I'm surprised he has a door.
He does, but yeah, there's this weird, dirty, black shit all over it, because he's turned the camera before.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't even call it black. It's just like coagulated doo-doo.
He's also shown what his keyboard and all that shit looks like. Can you imagine like how many times he probably like jizzed on his hand or something?
He's always got a stuffed animal face down, ass up on his mattress, too.
Yep.
Like he just got done humping his...
His plushie.
Yeah, his plushie. Sick fuck.
He's got to be just saying this to... He's trolling, right? This is trolling, right?
This is the thing.
No.
I think he might be trolling,
no.
But only because like he'll start a video out and he'll have one opinion and he's contradicting himself before the video
is
over.
You know what it is? It's because he's dumb.
Yeah, I think he's just that dumb. Like, who trolls so much that they have a room full of like toys
and there was a stream
and
where
jizz blankets?
There was a stream where he got into a fight with his dad, and then after
threatened to kick his ass and threatened to kill the guy that was trolling him. Like he's everything about this man is too authentically stupid and dirty for me to think he's trolling. But it's so stupid that I want to say it's troll just because of how stupid he is.
Yep.
Skeptical. But I will admit, guys, over the years, I've become somewhat of a skeptic. I've become somewhat of a doubter. Let me explain this because I feel there's
why I'm a
very,
Holocaust
very,
denier.
Yeah. Let's
one
see. It's going to be a terrible reason. Here we go.
Very important reason that this was fake.
Okay.
It's simply this, guys. They wanted to tear down the white man.
I'm convinced.
That's a very simple
Hitler
reason.
Was a white man. He wanted to defend Europe. He wanted to defend his white people.
Okay.
The Illuminati. Okay.
Oh my God. The Illuminati.
The evil that has the true power in the world. They did not want this. Do they hate white people? No. Actually,
yeah, in 1942, the Illuminati did not want the propagation of white people. That's for sure. They sure didn't want white people to reign supreme in 1942.
The opposite. That's the funny thing, is the Illuminati is all white people. So you're going to ask yourself, well, why would they want to destroy him? Here's the geniusness of it. Okay. I don't want to give them credit for being geniuses, but they are very smart, and they know how to get shit done. You cannot take them lightly, guys.
And he was a big fan of Mario.
TVC Mario?
Yeah.
Did he bring him into the Godly Bros bang bus?
Probably.
What they wanted to do was they wanted to have Europe full of illegal citizens, and that's happening right now. Europe is being filled to the brim of blacks and Middle Eastern people. The reason they're doing this, guys, okay, is so that they can tear apart first world countries and turn them into third world countries, because third world countries are easier to control and dominate and enslave. Okay, they're trying to do the very same thing with America. And I'll admit, it took me a long time to see that, but I see that now.
If you want to enslave a first world country, just give them a line of credit.
He's saying that they're trying to turn into a third world country. He's like, look at my living situation.
Yeah.
Tell me this isn't a third world country.
Yeah. Yeah, he intentionally turns his bedroom into a third world country.
It looks like a mixture between Syria and Neverland Ranch.
Yeesh.
That's why they didn't put a wall up. That's why we're being invaded by Mexicans. It's because they want to control us. They want a police state. They want prison camps. They have the FEMA camps up. I've seen them. It's scary as hell.
I've seen the FEMA camps. It's not just that FEMA finally got a budget, so they're overspending on shit and storing it in a fucking back room a lot. They're there because one day they're going to kill everybody and put everybody inside of their own casket.
Oh, God.
That's so stupid.
And it could very well become a reality if we let it. You know, if we don't do anything, guys, if Europe doesn't do anything, we'll all simply become third world countries.
All and we are
Adolf
saying
Hitler was a very, very patriotic
give white man.
Man
a chance.
Oh my God. So
this guy's a doer.
Yeah.
That's what you guys need to take away from this, is he's a doer.
Well, here's the thing. Recently he got in a fight with his pop-pop, and his pop-pop said, I'm gonna take your computer away, and ever since then he hasn't been online.
I'm not sure
if he killed his pop-pop like he threatened to kick his ass and killed him and he's in jail, or if his pop-pop took his computer away and he hasn't been able to get a new one.
Will barricade himself in his room with garbage, maybe.
I'm pretty sure that's why this room is so disgustingly filthy messy, because his parents know if they kick him out, they're going to have to clean this fucking thing up.
That's my nightmare. This is my nightmare, is what people, if people think that that's how I live.
Another thing about him is that he will wear the same clothes for about a month.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, on YouTube, it shows the date that each video was released, and you can go through and see him wearing the same shit.
Like 2 or 3 weeks of thumbnails,
even 4 weeks
of the same shirt.
Yeah.
This is so hard for me to watch, because I brush my teeth before phone calls. Like, and to see this, it's just like, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
How are you not so embarrassed? Like, you gotta have your fucking arms covered. You're gonna be sharing your opinion as a man. You're fucking sleeveless and a Power Ranger shirt. That's not a new shirt either. That looks like a very old one.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Not to trash his whole life.
Is Pluto Dog in the back humping something on the fucking.
Yes.
On the curtain.
I see that.
It's made out of the bed sheet that should be on his bed.
Does he arrange some kind of weird stuffed animal orgies in the back of his bedroom,
dude? This
near his drum set.
Jared's bedroom would be the worst fucking Toy Story setting. If all these toys came alive and were just like, we need to get away before he comes in us again. Worst Toy Story movie, this fucking guy's bedroom. Oh my God, that's I'm writing that now.
Oh my God,
I'm gonna sell it to
that
people
would be
who made
such
sausage
a,
party.
That's such a traumatic Toy Story movie.
They wouldn't come to life because he'd always be there.
That's what I admire about him, too, you know? I admire anyone.
He just denied the Holocaust. He just said he admires Hitler. I've actually never heard him say this stuff before, but I'm not surprised. Because he's said so much dumb shit.
Who has strong patriotism. It doesn't matter who they are. Anyone who loves their country and loves their people, who cares for their people...
What if it's the Jared Genesis is a piece of shit country, and I'm so patriotic to be a citizen of it? Would you respect me, Jared?
He doesn't respect himself. It doesn't matter if he respects you. His bedroom is like a fucking pedophile's wet dream.
Oh,
great respect and admiration for. I don't like cowards like Hillary Clinton. People who put on a front.
Okay, so he likes Hitler, but not Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't vote for Hillary, but I'd vote for her over Hitler.
I actually voted for both of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I said Hillary, but then underneath I said Hitler vice president.
Hitler vice president.
Yeah.
People who are fake. Hillary Clinton was one of the most anti-American people ever. I say was. Unfortunately, she's still alive. But Donald Trump, you can tell he cares.
He has
that sort of Adolf Hitler about him. He might not like me saying that, but he has that oomph, that patriotism, you know, that passion.
This guy is such a fucking idiot.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
What I'm looking for. And you know, when I see that passion, when I watch Adolf Hitler on his old videos,
Adolf Hitler,
you can tell, like I said, he cares for his country. And
I wonder if he's the type of guy.
I don't see
that will
why
correct you when you say Adolf. It's Adolf.
It's Adolf.
Adolf. Yeah,
Adolf. Sorry, don't disrespect the man.
Please. He cared for his country. At least get his name right.
Have you heard his struggle?
Killing Jews would have been part of his agenda. Number one, Jews in Europe weren't even a huge problem back in the 1930s. Back in the 1920s and the 1930s, you know, there wasn't a problem with illegal immigration. So why would he have had Jews massacred? Ask yourself that, guys. Here's another thing. Now look, guys, okay.
So now he's going to try to make the case that it never happened. That, like,
wow. This is a new revelation. Like, he's always been a weirdo piece of shit. But his Holocaust denier?
Yeah.
That is new to me.
What do you think he convinced anybody? What's the comments on under his video?
There's probably like
I doubt it.
The people that watch him are probably just as disillusioned as
a lot of people who watch him. They hate watch him. They watch him because he's ridiculous.
Yeah, this is very cringy. Like, my cheeks are hurting. I'm cringing.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's like, that's a lot of the stuff we watch. A lot of it is cringy.
Anyone who wanted to come here, you know, anyone who wanted a better life, you are welcome to come here. Legally, you could come here. But unfortunately, people have taken advantage of that. And America is no longer what it used to be.
If I said any of this and it was recorded, I would lose everything.
Yeah.
All of my shows,
well, if I said
anything would have been taken.
If I said any of this, I would want people to take my shit from me. Like, sure. It's so stupid.
This dude has nothing to lose. He doesn't.
I mean, look at his haircut. That says it enough, even without the... you know, pro-Hitler shit that he's saying.
Yeah, it looks like he stuck his finger at a light socket in Hot Topic.
This isn't even the worst haircut I've seen him with.
Yeah.
Oof. Too. Yeah.
What's this guy's name?
Jared Genesis. Yeah.
Ooh, man.
And his room never changes.
No. The action figures. He plays with the toys because they move around, but it's always this level of stink dirt. Mm. It's always gross. Sometimes there's like... a face down, like Pluto might be face down ass up on the bed because he just got defiled by Lord Genesis. You might see like a fucking plate of dog shit or something. I assume that's what he eats.
What do you think it smells like in there?
Oh,
I'm picturing like a dirty gym bag.
It's like a 7-layer bean dip, but all the layers are cum.
Think about all the dirty clothes that never get washed
in there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who, man?
I'm pretty sure.
How many followers does this guy have?
Around 1,000. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Jared's the type of person that pisses himself to freshen up.
He's killing me on Instagram. This guy has more followers than me. This kind of hurts my feelings.
That does always suck.
But people watch him for the cringe. That's the thing.
Fair enough.
The cringe is addictive to
the
so
internet,
many people.
Are you familiar with lolcows?
Lolcows, no.
Lolcows are people on the internet who are so fucking weird and stupid and easily manipulatable that people will
some
just,
of them.
They'll just fuck with them and feed them into like acting stupid and crazy, and then you mine them for all their delicious fucking cringe.
It's called
and idiocy.
Lolcows.
A lolcow, yeah. It's a lolcow. Jared is a fucking prime lolcow.
I'm adding that to my vocab.
There's just certain people who are lolcows that can be swayed by the masses in excellent ways.
Hello, this is Gail Cordschuler, Gabriel Chana. We've been carrying out executions of Lori McBride.
I've seen this.
And in the middle of the executions, the Jesuits and Lori McBride use some sort of transporter technology like you see in Star Trek. And there are about 130 Lori McBrides, and we executed about four of them. Huh? And when we were working on about the fifth one, they used some sort of transporter technology like you see in Star Trek, and they took Brent, and the rest of the Lori McBrides got away. And I request prayer that we can find Brent Spiner. If anybody knows where he is, contact Judge Terry Jenkins. His email is judgeterryjenkins@yahoo.com.
That's hilarious. That's such an official website.
Yeah.
Judge JudgeterryJenkins@yahoo.com. And let him know if you know where Brent Spiner went, because they transported him out just like you see in Star Trek. And
it's amazing that Brent Spiner's real life is more like Star Trek than Star Trek was.
Yeah,
absolutely. Falls in love with a beautiful lady that has her own spaceship church.
Yeah,
and he's ripped away by the Jesuit clones of Lori McBride. It's a hard knock life.
This is a really deep rabbit hole. It's kind of weird to play a Gale video with. Someone
I'm convinced if Netflix wanted an original series that would take off, they bought her life rights.
Her story.
And they played her story exactly as it is on one part, her in her apartment, dreaming all this stuff up, fighting the actual reality of her space church existing. And you have to make everything so real that she says, but she's her command center is her bedroom in a fucking $800 a month apartment.
Yep.
It's genius. It'd be the best show on TV. Everybody would watch it and think, no way you can write this shit, you know. But it's real.
I'm not sure where they got this technology from, but these Jesuits may have got it from UFO inhabitants. But we don't know where Brent is. And
fully schizophrenic. Oh, yeah. Like she doesn't know what the fuck is going on. But she knows how to work a camera.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Absolutely.
Talents.
Prayers from Bible-believing Christians all over the world that I can get Brent back. I don't know where he is, so just pray for him.
Pray for him.
Because he really means a lot to me. And
another nut and, that has more followers than me. I just don't know how to
get followers.
I saw this chick on. She was on Tosh.0, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She's been on this show before too.
You've had her on here?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
No
We just kind of asked her questions about her bizarre world that she lives in.
Wow.
And she's a size queen, right? She loves big dicks.
And I went.
We would get along then.
You know what? Just because you've never seen it. I'm going to show this to you because this is great. This puts everything into perspective as far as she's concerned. Let me see.
Episode 312. I'm going to look back on that.
Let's see. Is it this one? No, that's the full one. Is this it?
Oh, Gail. Sweet pea Gail.
I guess I just have to pull it up.
Where's she from?
She's from, she used to live here.
Yeah.
She used to live in Seattle, but now
priced out.
She lives in Florida.
Mm.
Amazon pushed her out. She couldn't afford the spaceship church and rent in Seattle.
Well, she'll fit in better in Florida.
I'm trying to get the trailer for her movie. I'll just play it up on the screen here like this.
Boom.
The following preview has been approved for all audiences.
Check this out.
Thanks. Cheers to a fistful of Davis. What a long day wore out.
Uh-oh. In a world where drug rape and Jesuit conspiracy run rampant, a man on a mission for the woman he loves.
I would love to be the dude angel that got pitched this, like, raped. Voiceover. Did she just do that by herself?
Yeah. She she's every character in the entire movie.
Do you think she's doing the voiceover?
No, no, no. Whoever the trolls are that kind of like feed her delusions.
That's so fucking did this awesome.
Shit. Gail Cord Schuller. With producer Gail Cord Schuller.
But she managed to ride up and down all 18 inches of my erect penis.
A Gabrielle Jenna film. Steven Spielberg raves. It's the most impressive expose of Brent Spiner's rape ever made.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Whoa.
No,
what was that last
no.
one? Was that period
Don't drink
blood?
The Jesus Deuce
it was rape.
Culkin.
Was it rape?
It was rape.
Yeah.
Evidence.
Yeah, that was after Brent Spiner got raped. This last line is like, what the fuck?
No, no. Don't drink the Jesus Deuce, Macaulay Culkin. You're going to get raped. You're going to get raped.
Beautiful
Coming
acting.
Fall of 2012. Brent Blood Spiner's and feces splatter everywhere.
Stop looking in the camera, Gail, for fuck's sake.
Oh, and the movie did come out. The entire movie. It's about an hour long.
Did Macaulay Culkin get raped?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Played by.
Yeah, Gail plays every character.
Except for Macaulay Culkin, actually. He did, yeah.
He
did do a
He came in and played her, yeah. She played him, he played her. It was weird.
Oof, poor guy.
We executed about four or five of the lorries and asked God to intervene and bring Brent back safely to us unharmed. And help us to find. We have a nanotechnology research team, and we hope that we can locate where these Lori McBrides went to, along with where Brent Spiner
Lori
went.
Lori McBride is the actual real life name of Brent Spiner's wife.
Oh.
And Gail is convinced that Lori McBride is actually the leader of the Jesuit order, which is just a group of Catholic priests in reality. That's what it actually is.
Ben's a big Star Trek fan as well. But
and Brent I went to Spiner, Catholic school, so I should be I should be an expert.
But Brent Spiner blocked Ben on Twitter.
He did. For linking her and him together like in the same tweet. Because he is freaked out by her.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
yeah. If she even, like, mentioned me, I'd be pretty weirded out. Especially knowing that she lives close, well, I guess used to.
Are you familiar with Star Trek at all?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So you know Brent Spiner was Data on Star Trek?
I mean, yeah, I knew that he was Data, but I'm not, like, I don't know a whole lot about Star Trek. You're about to quiz me?
No. I was just going to ask if you knew who Brent Spiner was.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know his wife, though.
Yeah. It's weird. It's so weird. I mean, I didn't know that either until I started watching this weird shit.
Oof. Poor guy.
They've been using technology on him to force him to have sex with Lori. I made a YouTube video about it, to have sex with Lori outside of his will, where they just like take him over like an automaton. So
an automaton.
Executing them.
I've heard that word mispronounced
brutally,
so many
and
ways.
I guess they're getting back at it.
That might be my favorite mispronunciation.
An automaton.
Automaton.
Wait, what was she trying to say?
Automaton.
Oh.
Automaton.
An automaton.
I personal opinion, I told the judge, I don't feel comfortable about you taking them out one at a time. You should do it all at once using a scanning device, and they didn't do as I said.
They should have listened to Gail.
I said, you're going to give him an open window to retaliate and get out, and that's exactly what happened. So
we
need a miracle from God and just ask that we can find Brent Spiner.
Why don't you Skype with Jesus and ask for a miracle?
Technology research team to give them wisdom and how to locate him and bring him back to us safely.
Mm.
They use some transporter technology to get him out of here. I don't know where he is.
Okay.
So
I think he wants it that way.
Just pray that we can find him and pray for us.
Are you ready to do a prayer? You ready to do a prayer?
Go ahead, Billy. Lead us in prayer.
Dear Holy Father, Brent Spiner is lost and missing, and there are at least 126 Lori McBrides out there with him. If you could kill all 126 Lori McBrides and bring Brent Spiner back to Lord Gale Cord Schuler, we would be very appreciative. And also, you want anything?
Another LaCroix.
Yeah, if you can bring Tyler another LaCroix, grapefruit flavor this time. The orange one was a misstep. Too sweet. And Benjamin, you want anything?
No, thanks.
Ben's cool, God, so I'll take two things. I'll take a big-tittied anime girlfriend and a key. If you can get me, since you're God, you could probably get me like a 2-foot keto sub sandwich. Keto, though, low-carb God, 2-foot, low-calorie, too, while we're at it. Thank you, God. Keep doing what you do. Without you, I don't know, Gail's life would probably be shit. Appreciate you, Lord Almighty. How do you say goodbye to God? I'm just gonna hang up.
Peace okay? out.
Peace out, God. That was good for my first prayer, I think.
Not bad.
Was that your first one?
I can't remember any other ones.
I dug it. I felt moved. I feel like they're gonna come true.
I think you're gonna get that LaCroix. I don't know about the sandwich, though. God's not that powerful.
Hi, Billy.
All right. Here we go.
That's a meme that we play on the show. The hi, Billy.
Yeah, we didn't get the celebratory music at the end. It's just fuck you, Billy. It was the first time he just walked out on me. Fuck you, Billy.
Fuck you, Billy.
That's great.
Dick.
So we're going to read the Streamlabs and Super Chats in just a minute. Before we do that, we have a quick word from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in just a minute here. Don't go anywhere, guys.
The Last Laugh is a new podcast from The Daily Beast and Himalaya Media, where comedians unveil their realest selves. Hosted by The Daily Beast's Matt Wilstein, The Last Laugh features in-depth interviews with the biggest names in comedy and some of the new voices crashing the party. Sarah Silverman reveals that Netflix sent her flowers when her Hulu late night series got an Emmy nomination, and Hulu sent her a bill for hair and makeup for an awards ceremony. Tony Hale talks about the difference between playing Buster Bluth on Arrested Development and Gary Walsh on Veep. Both characters are head cases, but the differences are more nuanced than you may think. Ron Funches talks about passing on a half-hour special from Netflix and has some words for the streamer that almost every other stand-up comic is clamoring to get onto. There's a new episode every Tuesday with big names like Crooked Media co-founder and former White House speechwriter John Lovett and emerging voices like Saturday Night Live writer and stand-up comic Sam Jay. Subscribe to The Last Laugh now on Apple Podcasts, the Himalaya app, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're back. Thanks for waiting, guys. I'm going to read some of the Super Chats and Streamlabs really quick. We haven't really got a lot. I guess since this is the first show of the week, it's more chill, and we're not going to do any crazy stunts to get more donations.
Yeah.
We'll save that for the next one.
Because after episode 555 and all the stuff.
That's what the board behind you.
It was pretty rough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, basically, every time someone donated $20, they sent in a message telling us which square they wanted. Oh. We took the square off, and each one was basically a different punishment that we took. The zap. We have these electric dog collars that zap you.
I did watch that, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That was the one part I saw.
Yeah,
we got overweeded.
I was just driving off here like, I'm not wearing a fucking dog collar.
Oh, man. That's part. Yeah.
Yeah, we put the dog collar on some of the guests, but not most of them.
Not all. Did Rivers do it?
No, he didn't.
No.
Yeah, I don't see him doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so fragile.
Yeah, it would hurt him.
Chris Xavier gave us $5, said, I love the trip talk. My first LSD trip will be next Friday.
Your first?
Huh.
Ooh. Well, nice. First LSD? That's a good day. Has he done mushrooms before? Is this a conversation, or did he write that in?
That was a... write-in. Yeah.
Little stream lab support.
The Hebrew Hammer... Huh, $2. Great to catch you live, guys. Love the show. Billy, that guy... Oh, yeah. We read that one earlier. That one read out. Man, my dog's barking. I might have to... Oh, no.
So, all of them.
YouTube gave me this. Here you go, peasants. $2. Yes.
Sweet. I'm guessing you haven't done LSD either, Billy.
Yeah, no LSD. I did.
I have.
I did a little bit of coke one time in the mountains, but I was already so drunk that I just made me like way more hungover the next day.
Hallucinate. You should.
Yeah, I've never done anything hallucinogenic. I do like Percocets and Vicodin every once in a while, just because it makes me feel like a real boy.
Fair enough.
Lets me walk without pain. Yeah, it's like makes you feel good.
It makes you feel like Pinocchio.
Because I was 600 pounds when I was doing it. So like I take a couple of Vicks and Percocets and I just don't hurt no more, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that was the thing.
They give you an energy boost too, man.
I've heard people
never did meth
will lose pain, like it'll ease pain if they microdose on mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that.
Microdose is big in Silicon Valley as well. Like all the people down there are like, we microdose. It opens our mind to new ideas and situations. And I'm like, I could microdose, I suppose, but I fuck up with administering any sort of restraint. Like I would macrodose.
So
I'd fuck it up.
I always macro.
Yeah.
I always like start off with a couple and I'm like, all right, we'll just do a couple more.
Yeah. I had a friend who was eating some mushrooms and she took way too many and I had to spend the entire night keeping her from disassociating and going in time travel. I don't want to fucking time travel. I don't want to get so high that I think I'm in third grade again.
That's too much.
Yeah, that would scare the fuck out of me.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've had bad trips, but all the good ones have definitely made it worth it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm an advocate for mushrooms.
Okay.
LSD, I could take it or leave it. Honestly, I've only done it like probably 30 times or so. But
yeah,
it's just too much for me. It's like you got to have a whole fucking day planned. You know,
it lasts 12
hours.
Time.
It's like 12 fucking hours.
Yeah. Oh, I've had some amazing LSD trips, but then I've had a few that were like kind of weird.
If I did mushrooms, it'd have to be with like in a fuzzy room or something.
Yeah, like
sure.
LSD, with you're safe, putting a
big tittied girlfriends.
With LSD, you're putting a lot of trust in whoever made it too. I mean, if someone was like a pharmacist or something, or like a chemistry student or something, maybe they would know how to make it.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, if I'm doing LSD, I'm gonna get it from a reputable source, right? Like I have a lot of great drug head friends that I can get the cream of the crop of whatever I want. I'm not worried about that. I mean, if you're just some
asshole buying... is a mushroom, but like, you know, LSD, if it's made wrong, it can not go very well.
Chris Xavier also sent in another fiver just now and said he would do more acid, but it's hard to get in his area. And then he said, thanks, Darknet. That's a funny joke. That was a funny joke to thank the Darknet for acid. Mm-hmm. Like, we would ever buy Darknet acid. We wouldn't do that, right?
I'm going to play Billy's favorite segment.
Yo, save me!
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in his fucking head.
Are you like me now?
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is Minica.
So, Billy is actually a local rapper. So what we do is we play some of the best raps we can find on YouTube.
They're not the best. I think I did see that in my research.
They're not the best.
Okay.
They're the worst. They try and find the worst music and they make me listen to it.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Hey, Fred Grody here from Grody.
Oh, shit. That's meant to be for the ad segment.
Would you stop with this pickle suited man?
I messed that up. Hold on. That was my bad.
I want to hear more from this pickle.
I know. It's got to come back.
Yeah. It'll come back.
Gang, gang.
Yeah, so far, this is a win.
So far.
Cruising down the neighborhood, there's nobody around.
Is this a local act?
I don't even know where they're from.
Yeah, his shirt says Compton.
Dark and lonely.
Yeah, that's where he's
walking down the street.
Is that the blonde kid from Trolling Out of Troll earlier?
Couple of guys.
Maybe.
Who were looking pretty lit. Walked up
and the older brother from Pete and Pete
me for a bit. I took a look at the clothes they were wearing, red cars. Took a look at the face, I knew that they were pro balls. Took a look at the sun, I was in the wrong side. Took a look at the street and there was nowhere to hide. Took a look at my guns and I was ready to scrap. Took a look at the guns and there's a pretty big gap.
He's doing a
look
pretty at good face. Job.
They were pretty ticked off. Took a look at my
Billy,
we was
how old do you
off.
Think this kid is?
Do you think he's doing a good job?
Were the crusts cut off of that sandwich or was that just? I don't think they are. I think there's crusts on there. Initially, I thought there was crust cut off, but
looks like they manipulated the photo.
Yeah,
to have no crust.
It's my food.
Crust on there.
Yeah. I was in the wrong neighborhood. I didn't say nothing, so they dissed my stud.
He's got a Coca-Cola shirt that says Jesus Christ.
Oh god,
I like that actually.
Yeah. The back damn, I just picked a fight with the blood.
whoa, cut the crust off my sandwich. I'm a gangster with the crust cut off. Is this where he goes into like Spurg zone? Better look out, you get shank. Oh shit! In the streets, is where the hang. He must be from Compton.
So are you just being nice because he's so young?
Am I being nice?
Yeah.
I mean, you're being quiet.
He is a kid. I don't care. Can't imagine how many videos he's made.
Yeah,
it's probably the first one.
I don't care if he's a kid. I will shit on a little kid 100% of the time. This is terrible.
Fair enough.
But I was just more wrapped up in that sandwich. I swear the crusts were cut off and then they weren't. I'm having like a Mandela effect moment. Live in real time. Why?
This one's for all my beautiful women around the world. All my Halle Berry's to Roger B. Henson's and Monique's and Jennifer Hudson and Whoopi Goldberg's.
And Whoopi Goldberg's.
This one's for y'all. I've been watching you from afar. Ooh. You really stole my heart.
We played this last time, but everybody loved it.
This is great.
You look like a true star. See, I've been watching you from afar. You really stole my heart.
If we were on The Voice, I would be like, turn around right now.
Turn around right now. Yeah, so what, you can shoot him in the face then instead of the back? This is terrible.
It's talent, man. It's talent. That's good stuff.
Girl, you deserve an Oscar.
Where can I see this person perform live?
Girl, you deserve an Oscar. You deserve an Oscar. You deserve an Oscar. Red carpet ready, girl. You deserve an Oscar.
This would be awesome. Fuck you. This would be awesome. This would be awesome if he like followed up with like the Grammy and then the Emmy and the Tony and just gave the girl an entire EGOT. I would actually appreciate that. But no, he just wants to give the Oscar to Taraji P. Henson and Whoopi Goldberg. I hope his dick's name's Oscar and that's why he's trying to give away his little gold man.
Who performed that ballad?
Mo L. Summers.
What was that last kid's name?
It's the gang.
Gang.
And this is right. Sugar Rocks.
Sugar Rocks.
Actually,
this song is about getting in your kung fu hustle. You don't necessarily need to know karate to get your hustle on. Let's go.
Is this Shoe Nice?
Kung Fu Hustle. Kung Fu Grip. Kung Fu Muscle.
Does he have a camel toe?
Kung Fu Hustle. Kung Fu Grip. Kung Fu Muscle. Kung Fu Kicks.
You think he's gonna appropriate?
Kung Fu Hustle. Kung Fu Grip. Kung Fu Muscle. Kung Fu Kicks. Kung Fu Hustle.
He needs to tuck his balls back or something. The camel toe's killing me.
Kung Fu Kicks. Kung Fu Hustle.
I don't think the beat is matching the intensity.
Kung Fu Kicks.
Yeah, it's sounds like Nintendo or something.
You know, this is the big reason why I'm like excited that I didn't grow up in a time where it was so easy to videotape yourself doing shit. This is gonna come back and bite him in the ass.
It's true.
I feel like this guy's old enough where he should know better by now.
He's probably like what, 19?
He's got dad bulge.
Well,
camel toe is like a full-on dad bulge.
You can just have large thighs that could push that out.
You think he's just a thick little kid? I think this is someone's dad.
He's got thick thighs pushing that balls forward. But no, he's doing this in his parents' backyard. Like that's his first ever facial hair. Never shaved once. He's probably gonna grow up and work in some dealership, and then somebody's gonna bring up this video, and he's gonna be like,
you read this guy completely different than I did.
Really?
I feel like he's in his late 30s.
What?
He's 37. He's got a baby face.
There's no way.
I feel like he owns this property. It's not even his parents' property. He bought a nice little plot of land outside of Pennsylvania or inside Pennsylvania, outside of a mining town.
He's like 30.
He got it for about $6,000. He lives the life. He works. He bought these glasses on eBay because there's nowhere nearby where you can buy a pair of shades this trashy cool.
Maybe I read it all wrong. Yeah.
But I mean, you could be right. I was basing everything on his husband's bulge. Like that bulgy camel toe.
Is that not him again in the Navy outfit, or is that somebody else?
See, that's a good question.
I can't tell. All white people look like to me.
They do.
Kung Fu Grip. Catch me on the block with a brand new whip. Catch me with a Glock and some $30 kicks. Sipping on a double D coffee, get my fix. You gotta decide, are you content with life? Roll with the punches, keep your hands up in the fight. Oh, they told you that you can't do something? Yeah, they're jealous cause they ain't good at nothing. Kung Fu Hustle.
Nah, it's Kung the same guy. Grip.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Muscle. Kung Fu Kicks. Kung Fu Hustle. Kung
yeah, he definitely doesn't live at home Kung with his mom muscle. Or else he'd be doing his Kung laundry there.
Kick. Right.
Kung Fu Hustle. Kung Fu Grip. Kung Fu Muscle.
Okay,
Kung
so he probably has like Kung a hustle. Grip Kung of roommates.
Kung Fu
He's in a house.
Kung Fu
Maybe.
Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, John Van Damme. Fighting Fist of Fury from China to Japan.
Oh, God,
rap
I don't know.
Game Rocky with all gold gloves, rap names.
Maybe he
Rocks.
Works at that laundromat.
Cuz this isn't a risk. I got nothing to lose. I'm a failed comic. No audience on YouTube.
I'm a failed comic. No audience on YouTube. If he's already old enough to fail at comedy. Like he's, I think I'm closer here.
I've seen some people fail pretty early on.
True. So. True. But accepting the failure is a late term life decision. That's accepting it early on, you're dumb and you're like, I'll be a comic one day. And what? Then you turn 35 and you're like, I could wear a pig hat and make a rap video.
3 years on the net with nothing to show. Don't sit and try to tell me that I didn't promote. I did. In fact, I even made shirts and only 30 people bought them. I'm done with this verse.
Aww. Kung Fu Hustle. Kung I know that hustle.
Kung Fu Muscle. Kung Fu Kick.
First
Kung
time I made shirts hustle. When I was Kung doing comedy, that did not go well.
I was good with shirts. I made like, I would never make more than like 50 at a time though. Mm. And then I'd be too lazy to re-up, but I'd always sell them well.
I have like a ton of merch because the Dope Show, it goes on like 5 or 6 times a month, and like we have big crowds and the show does well, so like those shirts move really well. But when I first started comedy, some like headliner convinced me to buy shirts, and he of course fucking guess what he does?
Yeah,
sells fucking shirts. Yep. So he sold me like a grip of shirts, and I just had like 20 workout shirts after that. Nobody fucking bought.
That's
them.
Part of the hustle. You find so people underneath you to. Push your movement.
Money off of.
Yeah, it happens in every industry that's not like, you know, Walmart. It's not corporate.
I hear that.
If you do yoga, you'll sell people on yoga mats.
Yeah.
Get them their yoga mats. It's everywhere. It's the hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle. Kung Fu Kicks. Kung Fu Hustle.
He's got a 2x4. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Hustle.
Yeah, this is Popeye the Sailor Man meets Hacksaw Jim Duggan meets Camel Toe. Camel toe hustle, camel right. toe lit.
So yeah,
camel
this one's
toe hustle.
Just really annoying and
I feel like
repetitive.
You can see his whole dick right there.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. Hamburger rap. Hell yeah. This is about to be fire. There's no way this is bad.
Oof.
Fat patty stack, 2 buns, lettuce, tomatoes, grilled onions, fried potatoes, all that to go. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, they'll get you know that throw anything on a burger nowadays, they let you know. Guacamole, the pineapple, teriyaki, the mushroom. I got burgers stacked high, touching the ceiling in my room. When they cut that Angus beef, god dang, I was happy when I
god
ate
dang,
a Benji burger.
Happy.
My taste buds want to slap me. Low carb burgers,
you know, it's progressively getting better.
Bruce
I'll say that.
Give me 2 buns, it's... maybe I eat that. I used to love chicken patties till I ate an Angus burger. If it wasn't for the cow, we would have been eating hot burgers. I told this burger that weighed a pound that you're going down. I like my meat real thick, real juicy. That'll fit. I eat my burgers all the time.
I don't know. I've never heard a rapper rap. I like that meat thick.
Yeah, I can't. Like I can't hear somebody rap about that meat being thick immediately after we watched that dad dick dude sitting in that fucking on his lawn chair.
Oh man,
it's in my headspace. I can't get it out.
Eesh.
In the world.
Thanks for sharing.
Charbroiled, fried grill, guarantee any burger it'll make you chill. I ate my burger, make you chill. Put a smile on my face when I'm done. I say
it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No.
What a burger full taste. Charbroiled, fried.
I like how they got the ladies up in the bed of the truck.
And they're just farting around.
Grill, guarantee any burger it'll make you chill. I ate my burgers every day. Put a smile on my face when I'm done. I say what a burger full taste.
What
went
a
to
burger
a burger
for
joint, yeah, I was expecting a meal. When they put that burger down, I had one of the squeal.
Second rap video that featured a pig snout.
Interesting. Oh, interesting. What is...
Wow, you cracked the code.
Are we inside the simulation? This is a simulation. It's being exposed. This is what we call deja vu.
Dude, there going to be another one in the next video?
Whenever Let's we see. Experience deja vu, it's the simulation becoming exposed to us.
They're just getting lazy. This is the same guy from the last video.
Sang Production. Sang Gang.
You know what? This is actually, I thought this was good for what it is. Some
Gary
old dude.
Sanguinetti.
This is actually.
I rock and I ran and I rap my way to the desert sand. I rock and I ran. I rap my
He's
way.
He's actually not that bad.
I was being chased by a pack of swine trying to bite my rap, steal my rhymes. Knowing the enemy would be here soon, I escaped over a sand dune. Sky was red from the heat of the sun. Thirsting for water, thought I was done. I saw a slab of ice and it was Dorothy Hamill, but it was just a mirage, so I ran to my camel.
All right.
So Tyler, you're the only one here who lived in Saudi Arabia. Is this accurate? Is this accurate to the sand area? This is Iran, right? But it's close enough.
Yeah, there's sand and camels.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess Sangang is closer than we thought.
He's nailing it right
Mr.
now.
Mr. Sanguinetti.
I feel like I'm back in Saudi Arabia right now.
Do you think
now.
This guy's mob, or do you think he's just like ex-military? I feel like the Sanguinetti name is
he
mob.
Looks like someone from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
He's definitely done some dirty dealings.
I think so.
He's selling a bunch of rugs that fell off a truck, looks like.
Damn it.
It fell off a truck.
Get these
truck.
Persian rugs. Come call Sanguinetti. Selling these Persian rubs. Fell off a truck prices.
He probably made a rap video promoting his rug shop, and then he was like, God, I fucking killed that.
He sold all his rugs.
Let's just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Grab a canteen, but the water was boiling, and there were snakes on the rocks, and they be caught, so I rocked, and I ran. I rapped my way through the desert sand. I rocked, and I ran.
Damn.
I rapped my way
to
the
desert
sand.
Got an old Cadillac or something?
Just up ahead was the Seville. Queen of the Nile. Men were lined up, they were walking single file. Lady was busting, head over right curves. What I needed to settle my nerves. Hey, yo, Prince, you look tired of me. Come to my tent and I massage your feet.
Okay, so it's not good, but I'm surprised how good it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For an old
Sanguinetti fucking mafia dad.
Yep.
Ex-military mafia dad. And I think that was a Cadillac Seville flat booty, 1985.
Yeah.
It was featured, that same car was featured in the movie Breakfast Club.
Ooh.
I believe.
Thanks for the movie trivia.
That's the who's the redhead from Breakfast Club?
Molly
Ringwald came out of it, yeah, in the beginning, and then came to pick her up at the end. It was...
It's the best I can expect somebody to rap with their shirt tucked in. So I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Tucking shirts is a lost art. We need Sanguinetti to come here and tell us how to tuck our shirts because I can't tuck my
shirt. Every time I think of tucking in shirts, I think of Jerry Seinfeld with his shirt tucked into jeans.
And he makes millions.
I don't know if he does that anymore, though.
Does he make millions anymore?
No. I don't know if he dresses the way he did on his Seinfeld show in the early 80s.
He totally does. He's always
He does
suit.
Still?
He's
tucks.
Like 24/7 suit.
I think we should start tucking our shirts to see if we
He used to wear like totally white shoes, like totally white sneakers.
Yeah.
I would wear a romper and then put like a pants over that, you know? I can't keep a shirt tucked in to save my life. It has to be attached to my underwear is what I'm saying.
With a romper? Have you ever worn a romper?
No.
It's very awkward when you go to take a dump.
I bet.
You gotta peel yourself
pull
off.
The whole thing out.
Yeah. It's very weird. I didn't have a romper, but I had a prison suit and I was wearing it and I shit myself in a Whataburger because I couldn't get out of the romper quick
Were
enough.
You in prison wearing that prison suit?
No.
It was for
Texas.
A TV show.
Yeah. I was in Texas at a Whataburger.
Like your street cred went, ooh.
At the time I was pushing 600 pounds and this suit was probably 3 or 4 sizes too small.
Damn.
So I had to try and peel it off of myself, and by the time I got it off, I just projectile diarrheaed all over the Whataburger bathroom.
Yeah, I had a prison jumpsuit on one time, but I did not shit. I waited.
No, yeah, I had no choice. We had to pull over. We were in an RV going down the freeway. I was like, pull over!
Oh, God.
First place we can go! Whataburger was there.
Oof.
Was
There's a lot of stories of you having to shit really bad in a car, and there was the one where you didn't make it.
Oh, there was many where
There's
I didn't
many.
Make it. But there was the one where I was with my cousin and we'd been drinking and eating all night.
Chicken wings and beer?
It was more than that. It was we had free beer at a movie theater we went to. They were giving out free beer and popcorn, and then they had happy hour afterwards on Capitol Hill. They had mac and cheese happy hour and other shit. I was eating mac and cheese and drinking IPAs. That ruined my gut. And
yeah,
I was
I'll
driving.
Do it.
I was driving. I had a 20-minute drive home, and I got 5 minutes onto the freeway, and I was like, I'm going to shit myself. And my cousin's like, don't do it. And I was like, I'm actually doing it right now. I'm pooping right now. And my cousin was like, no, you're not. I can't smell it. There's no way you're pooping right now. I was like, I swear. I just took like, I'm like sitting an inch and a half higher because of all the dump on underneath that lifted me up. And he was like, well, I'm amazed because I can't smell a thing. Then I was so fat, I created like an airlock vortex of the stench. So when I stood up to get out of the car, when I finally got home, it released the cracking. Everything. And my cousin started vomiting. Because he thought he was safe. We got home and he was like, hey, no stink,
not
I'm fine.
Bad.
But when I lifted, man, I ruined his life.
Wow.
He's never been quite the same.
Terrible. How was the car after that?
Luckily everything was in, everything was contained in my pants, you know? Nice. I had a huge cow pie in my pants.
What brand of pants?
When you're fat, you just have a lot of fabric, right? there's a maze to have the turd roll out of the pant leg. It's got to go through a maze. So and I think everything was pancaked at that point. So it was kind of it was a mess. It was a terrible mess. I only say that now because I've lost all this weight and I haven't shat myself for quite some time. I'm very proud.
Congratulations. I'm
very proud.
I've sharted once. I've never shat myself. I've never like full on shit myself, but
yeah.
One shart.
So you were just like trying to fart and some shit slipped out.
Yeah. I remember it was a house party in college and it was even numbers. It was like an after house party. So it was four girls, four guys. And like, I turned to one of my bros and I was like, yo, I need to go. I need to shit. I'm not going to shit here because that will kill the vibe. And I was like, I'm just going to run back and shit. And they're like, no, you can't. We got perfect numbers. You got to hold it in. I'm like, all right, I'll do my best. And then I just fucking sitting there for like 10 more minutes. And then I farted. A little shit came out. And I just turned to my buddy. I was like, I'll catch you later. And just bolted.
Yep.
Oh, that
it's always bad when there's girls involved, right?
It's the worst. They were so cool. They had a vending machine that dispensed beer in their living room.
That's awesome.
I was like, these are the coolest chicks ever.
Wow.
They're not gonna let me sit here and shit my pants.
You should. You should have did it. I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and we picked up a homeless girl out of the hotel window, and she came in and
out of the hotel window
because she's walking by the hotel window, and we just happened to be screaming out the window at the moment. She's like, "Come on, I come in and party."
Wait,
and
you pulled her into the hotel, or
we took her in,
out of a
we took
hotel?
Her in. We talked to her through the window. And she was like, you guys look like you're having fun. We're like, hell yeah, you want to come
but
and party?
In the hotel.
Yeah, we were in the hotel. So we brought her in and we started like giving her a body massage. And I took her shoes off to rub her feet.
Oh my God.
And her feet stunk so bad.
Why did you do this?
We were live on stream.
This is such a terrible idea.
We took her shoes off to rub her feet and my stomach immediately turned.
Puked
on
her feet.
And I didn't puke. I went and I took a 74 minute dump. And I left him alone with her the entire time, and he couldn't do it alone by himself because she was homeless, you know?
Yeah.
And so finally, our boss at the time is this billionaire calls, and he tells the hotel that his 15-year-old daughter is in the room with us, and that he's pissed and wants her kicked out. So the security guard comes in as she's getting naked, getting into the shower. She was 23 and actually very hot for a homeless chick. Mm. Very hot. Very
could have let her shower. Did she shower before she got
She was trying to have a three-way with us.
I bet.
And the billionaire cock blocked us because of my 74-minute dump after her stink feet. Yeah, it was a rough time.
So did her feet trigger the dump?
Yeah.
How does that work? I was fine
until I smelled those feet, started rubbing them. The foot oils were kicking out, and my stomach just turned. And I think my bowels lined up like a fucking... What was it called? An eclipse. You know, there's the eclipse, and the moon lines up with the sun. My bowels just went with my stomach and everything and hit that perfect line, and my stomach just went... took a monster dump. I was so big, I called my friend, and like, you got to look at this before I flush it. He's like, dude, it's been 74 minutes. It's hard for me to keep her in the mood. She was still in the mood, though.
Yeah, good for her. What a trooper.
Sweet girl.
Wonder why she's homeless.
Gave her. I know. Honestly, I think she's just going through some hard times.
I could tell. Yeah. But that's fun. That's nice of you to
pull someone
through
the hotel. We will return to our program after these messages.
Oh, is this...
I
is this a rap?
Here today to try and tell you about the ABCs of 2 plus 2.
I'm into this one.
And I came to your school because I don't want to see you be a fool.
One dumb move. One dumb move.
Is this from the same people that brought you Hamilton?
Call may cause you no alarm until you wake up and find that you are
this
harmed.
Is W. You may Dick's
laugh
dad.
Cigarettes are a joke, but is it worth bad breath and health to smoke? When you check out the score in drug abuse, what you find is a game you can only lose. It'll soon be 1999, and some of you may never use your mind. Break spin and run.
Hold on. It will soon be 1999. How close is this made
know.
To 1999?
It has a way more retro sound.
It feels like the 80s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I could pass this if it was 89, but if this was 97, we got a problem.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't move to America until like 96, so it's hard for me to gauge this time.
96 was a good year.
Yeah.
It's terrible. At least, like, unlike most teacher rap, where the teachers have a captive audience, all these kids are paid actors.
Yeah, is this Crush Groove right here? Is that what we got going?
15 years afterwards.
Yeah,
it will soon be 1999. We're stealing Crush Groove just to make a move.
This dude's killing it, though.
He, yeah, oh yeah,
that dancer.
One dumb move. One dumb move will blow your groove. I like that. I like that. I'm not mad at that. I'm mad at everything else, but not that.
Got to do is a look around. Those who abused have all gone down. So think for yourself and rise to the top. When you're fresh, you know you can't be stopped by one dumb move.
He's paid for by the New York State Health Department.
Yeah. They look like Mike Epps. You guys know that guy?
Yeah, a little bit like Mike Epps. I'm not mad at that completely.
Here's a rap about poop featuring the Everett Tweakers.
This is my shit.
Hey, what's that rap about,
yo? Definitely seen this footage.
Rap about pooping in your pants, man.
Look at that guy grabbing his crotch and yelling.
I am,
see
bro. The best freestyle that ever lived. Put some music on.
Those are some big pants.
Pooping feels good. Poop like me, you wish you could. Wipe my butt, I wish you would. Poop your pants, I think you should.
Why are we playing this after I say the poop pants story?
I poop in the hood. I'm an OPG, original poop gangster.
I'm the original poop gangster.
It's a perfect time to promote my show, which is happening in Everett on 420 at the Everett Historical Theater.
Oh, wow.
So if you're near this bus, it's just up the street. I can stop here.
Doing a weed, not a poo-poo.
Yeah, if you want to do some weed and not poop your pants, 420 Everett Historical Theater. Jesus Christ. I feel terrible promoting my show over this clip, but it does pertain because it's happening in
Makes
Everett.
Sense. Makes sense.
In your face, pull down my pants, and I give you a taste. They call me Mr. McPooper. I poop while I'm watching Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mr. McPooper, I poop while I watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
He's got bars.
That guy in the green polo looks like a nice polo, but then he also looks like he's sticking out of that garbage can like he's a...
He is Oscar the Grouch.
Like he's an Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
It's Oscar the Grouch cosplay.
What's the guy in the foreground doing? Like, he was grabbing his junk and now, like, do you think he's just, like, talking to nobody?
I think he's done a lot of drugs.
It looked like he was yelling at somebody, but then he turned and he continued the same argument, but he was facing a completely different direction. So unless that person darted across the street 20 feet. He's talking to himself.
I think he's on so many drugs that he thinks he's an air flight traffic controller.
Yeah.
So that would make sense to me.
I got a poop scooper. My poop super. I drink the Cooper. Peach snaps. Gotta watch for the cops. When I poop in public, this shit is sick.
When I poop in public, the shit is sick.
What's Cooper? Drink Cooper?
I drink Cooper. I think he just rhyme Cooper there after you'd already rhyme Mr. Cooper. Gotcha. I don't know. Maybe Cooper is something, but I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it either.
I wonder if it makes you poop. That would be pretty clever if it was like a diuretic.
If it was a diuretic, I'm like, this guy's not doing so bad.
It's Cooper prune juice. I love Cooper prune juice. It gives me solid poops in the morning.
It pertains to my poop raps.
It's poop rap.
Fucking poop on your dick.
Now he's going to poop on your dick.
I'll fucking poop on your dick. That's where I draw the line.
It's a lame situation.
If some man is telling me all the ways he's going to poop, I'm fine with that. Until he threatens to poop on my dick.
Mm.
Don't want it.
Then he's not educating you now. He's just flirting with you.
Yeah, I'm not in that sort of behavior. I don't want poopy dick.
I fucking poop on the walls. I fucking poop in the halls. I fucking poop on my balls. I fucking
poop on your balls.
At least he's pooping on his own balls. If you're going to say poop balls on your balls, I'll be pissed. But it's his own balls. So you can do what you want with your own balls.
Sometimes. I don't know. You guys have bidets? Are you guys bidet households?
I've used one before when I was in Europe.
I have bidets. I'm a bidet advocate. I'm very for washing your ass. And but when you get it, the first time I got it, I forgot to take my balls out of the toilet. You don't know this your first time. But when you blast your ass with all that poop and your balls are still in there, then you're just shotgunning the back of your balls with poop.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing. If you guys ever get a bidet, make sure to pull your balls out of the toilet, then wash your ass.
I'm afraid. I always just like try and shower after a dump, you know, because
that's like the poor man's bidet. But
yeah,
I respect that too. But
you can get a bidet on Amazon. You can use the link like below
$20. Yeah,
to buy a bidet from Amazon. They're you can get a good one, a Japanese one, for like $160.
No, they're like $30 on Amazon.
Really?
That's where I bought mine. It's amazing.
But you can get like a robotic Japanese one that talks
to
you.
Depends on how much you want. I just go with the cold water. If you want hot water, then it's a little bit more.
Yeah, I want the one that plays me soothing poop music.
You're going to be spending a few hundo.
It's worth it though. And you can use the link below, our Amazon link, buy a bidet, save your butthole, and give us a little chump change in the
process.
Try
it out. Honestly, you think regular people are savages after you get a bidet, because it's just like, how do these fucking animals don't wash their fucking
Honest
ass?
Red in the chat just said this might be the nastiest episode. There was an episode where people wiped their asses and held them up and held up the wipes to see whose ass was dirtier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think we're quite there yet.
I have a very clean ass.
Sometimes I just sit on my bidet even when I'm not pooping. Like, I just do, like, my little whore's bath.
That's not bad. Yeah, give yourself a little spritzer.
You know, on a warm day.
Anybody who says this is gross is actually not seeing
the underlying... We're talking about cleanliness.
Yeah, the underlying theme here is that you can have a better wash after a poo-poo.
I'm trying to educate the public. You guys need to wash your assholes.
Yeah. We're being sweet boys here. You're not noticing that.
Yeah,
fucking
fuck
poop
this.
In the malls. I fucking poop, eat it, and freak you. Don't talk to me. I'm too constipated to speak to.
If you told me that that dude in the front is the one that's rapping right now, I'd believe you.
Yeah, he would rap about poop like this, too.
It did kind of sync up right there for just a little bit.
With his weird arm movements.
The only key that I see to defeat you would be for me to remove this dirty diaper and beat you.
Okay.
I'm a multitasker. I go number one and number two at the same time.
Okay, I'm skipping.
You calling
this.
It? Mm.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, is this? Oh no, no. I don't know how my ads and my raps got mixed up, but that's an ad that we'll have to get to.
Ooh, I can't wait.
That looks like a great ad.
Yeah, she's a real trooper. Is this Kid Rock?
That's some dope effects, yo.
Yo.
He spent some time on Premiere for this.
Overlay.
Oh. I'm waiting for this pen to spill ink. My brain's bland, I feel weak. I'm just waiting for this plane to land. I still think I have great rap, but as I watch
this looks like
game,
he's
rap,
making fun of the game right now. Is this a troll? Is this another troll?
I think this guy's genuine. He thinks he's tight. Maybe I'm wrong.
Expanding game fans. I think wound and wound in ice ring, but I ain't gliding.
You know, the first time I did comedy, I didn't get the balls to do it. I'd go to an open mic. They call that like your zero year when you first watch open mics, but you don't perform.
Yeah.
I just had one zero show. I went to one open mic. I witnessed what happened and I was like, oh, I think I can do this. This guy makes me think I could rap. This is dangerous for me.
You think people who go to open mics are all zero year people, or do you think there's actually people that go to open mics?
There are a lot of people like, that will watch open mics that don't perform.
They just like it,
or they want to do it, but they just don't.
That's still zero year, right?
Yeah, that's like, zero year. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many people go to open mics just like, you know, I want to see some bad comedy.
Quite a few.
Interesting.
Quite a few. I've heard people like have like they've been doing that for like 3 years. One of my good buddies who I perform with all the time, he watched comedy for a whole year before he went on stage. He was even buddies with the comics. I was like, you're a fucking psychopath, man. Why are you going on there and just do it? It was, yeah, I don't know. It's the first one I went to. If anybody's on the fence, go on an open mic.
You got
to
edge yourself into the comfort zone, you know?
For sure.
A lot of people don't have the balls, and then you get the balls by acclimating yourself to the ambiance of an open mic.
Yeah, you know, it took a few beers to get me on stage first time, I won't lie. But yeah, you just, that's something else that you gotta deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
I was more worried if I was gonna be funny enough, because the first time I ever watched comedy, I was living in New York, and like people that would do drop-in sets were like Jim Norton, Louis C.K., Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Like those were the guys I would see on stage, and I was like, there's no fucking way I can do comedy. And then I went to an open mic. I'm like, these are the amateurs. I'm like, oh, okay, I could totally do comedy. Like, I could fit in here at least.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is dangerous for me, because I feel like I come on here a comedian, and then next week after watching a few of these clips, you're going to be playing my fucking rap video.
Yep.
We will too. If you do it, and it sucks, it's going
to
be
just
here.
Just send it directly to us.
Perfect. Like, not even going to post it.
Wait for the pen to spill ink while these bitches still think I'm not strong. I can't be shot to the moon. I'm long gone. Fuck all y'all. I'm Armstrong. You can't calm this car.
It looks like there's a bag with the WWE logo in the lower right-hand corner. I don't know what that is.
I think that's it's not a WWE logo. I think that's like
something
else. A Walton's bookstore.
Get off my cross. You can't park on my lawn. Not now, not ever. My vow is
what
ghetto. My vows are
what
forever.
Kind of accent is this?
I was kind of wondering that myself.
It's the Wigerian. Wigerian checkerhead accent.
This is my era.
It's the white boy that doesn't like his voice and tries to slow drawl it. Little
era,
fucking
era.
Little bitch.
Oscar sounds a lot better now, doesn't it?
Not bad.
I mean, very rarely is there a cringe rap that I don't absolutely loathe, right? Like, most of the time, it's fucking all garbage. So Oscar and this can both suck. It doesn't make either one of them any better or any worse.
Cheesecake?
They all suck independent. Cheesecake is a fucking travesty. If I was the Cheesecake Factory, I would close down
You would DMCA that video?
Yeah, I wouldn't DMCA. I'd close down operations of Cheesecake Factory. I'd be like, nope, we're done here. We fucked up. We let them make this stupid rap song. This is on us. But
how bad do you think that hurt Cheesecake Factory stock?
Honestly.
Cheesecake Factory stock plummets.
It probably went up.
It breaks the economy.
It probably went up.
Yep.
It's a franchise, right? Or is it just like...
Oh, it's a franchise. Yeah, so worldwide.
Do you think they might have broke their franchise arrangement by making that, or they're like, ooh, looks like it says right here in the contract we can have custom commercials.
Well, I don't know if it was like supposed to be public. A lot of times they do team building exercises.
Yeah, it was some Cheesecake Factory employees from Buffalo, New York that decided to get together and make an Iggy Azalea cover song, and it's just so epically bad, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, so you think they did that on their own? They weren't even paid to do that? Like, that was like...
It's on the one girl's YouTube channel.
So if you work in the corporate world, a lot of times the higher-ups will give you team-building exercises, and it will be like, make a fun little video to build the team and promote our certain talking points, right?
Yikes.
I'm pretty sure that's what this was, and she released it because she was so proud of her rapping. She was so proud, and she released it, and it got public, and it went moderately viral. And
hi, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory.
There it is.
How are you guys doing today?
Can we get
two
orders, please? Whoa. First thing first, I'm your waitress. I'm smart and got my bachelor's degree. But I'm still in the restaurant business. Guess I'm a doctor, giving lessons in allergenics. Should I know if there's gluten in this? Drop it off and check back just like
this.
Slice of Adam, slice of Craig, slice of Chris.
Really?
Slip resistant doesn't mean they ain't still slipping.
Stop!
Taking all the orders right. Never miss ring. In prep, because we bring an 86 back. Bring the food in. Where my drinks at?
Martini spilling. Right here.
You should taste that. We're so fancy. See our tasting clothes.
Stop!
Is that the actual lyric to the song, though? I don't know the words to that song.
It's not exactly the same, but it's similar.
It's Dog Dick Afternoon. I hate it.
Dog Dick Afternoon.
AP Station. My name is Christian Chandler. I live in Bucksville, Virginia. I have a PSP. I like to rap. I play with the rapper. I go with you now. The only song I know is Master Onion, which I got from a demo I borrowed from my friend Megan. I have the PSP and she don't. So give me the PSP. I rap the rapper so I can give one to her. And we can play together. So here we go, we're gonna sing it now. Master Onion a la mode. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. If you wanna like test me, I'm sure you'll find that you all think that I gotta teach you to
gotta discredit this guy for reading his notes. That's a big no-no in my world. You gotta memorize that shit.
I went to the Comedy Store in LA on like a Tuesday, and those motherfuckers were up there reading off papers and shit.
Yeah, but they didn't post it.
I know, but the Comedy Store is a little more prestigious than this dickhead's bedroom.
But if it's a Tuesday at the Comedy Store, it's probably famous people who don't give a shit.
I saw Bobby Lee just reading off his phone. I'm like, okay, whatever. You're doing new material, but I'm like,
was he though?
and then like as it came on, people were coming out with full on fucking notebooks and shit reading, and I'm like,
jeez,
is this the right thing to do?
Bobby's a neurotic guy. I don't know if you know him, but
no, I don't know him very well. But
crazy fuck.
He can hold a job with Netflix, so
for sure.
That means he's probably not a molester, because they seem to kick off all the molesters.
Oh, well, you have a theory about that, right?
I have a theory that all the Me Too movements are put out by the big movie studios that are afraid of Netflix, because Weinstein got outed. And Weinstein had a big deal with Netflix. Louis C.K. got outed. He had a big deal with Netflix. Who's the boy from Aziz Ansari?
Yes.
He got outed. Yeah. He had a deal with Netflix. If you look down, Kevin Spacey got outed. He had a big deal with Netflix. There's all these Netflix guys that got outed. And then we got Bryan Singer just like making movies left and right.
All those dudes did what they did, though.
I'm sure they did, right? But why is it only the Netflix guys getting outed? And then to top it off, Netflix does the last season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and they have a subplot where they're showing not a spy, but like a private detective going around trying to find dirt on somebody so they can out them as a Me Too movement for political gain. They write that into their own fucking show.
That's some
National Treasure shit right there.
Yeah,
where they put the truth right before our eyes in media form so we think it's a joke, but that's their cry for legitimacy.
I feel bad for some of those guys, but some of them definitely needed to be knocked off their pedestal for sure.
Yeah,
but I didn't think Aziz Ansari, I mean, he was just like aggressive on a date. That's all it
wasn't even aggressive on a date. He was persistent in his home when the girl went home with him.
I think that was a big deal. I thought, did he lose his Netflix deal because of that?
I don't know if he lost it. I just got put on hold. I think he still might come out.
It's crazy what can be taken away from you now. It blows my mind that Roseanne fucking made a tweet, which was arguably racist, but she was fucking drunk on Ambien. But they took her. They didn't even take her show away. They removed her from the show and then rebranded it.
Yeah,
as the Connor.
I went and got a prescription for Ambien from my doctor because I'm like, dude, I say a lot of racist shit. Can I have some Ambien just so I can get away with it, please?
Oh my god.
I feel bad for CK too. I met Louis CK a few years ago. I did an audition for a comedy competition.
Yeah.
He was so nice. He watched everybody's audition. He was a super nice dude. He complimented everybody. Give everybody the same compliment. He's like, you did good. You'll make it in comedy. And even though it was like a cookie cutter response to every comedian, it made everybody's day. And he was a great guy. And I've done shows with some of the people that he's fucking... I've done shows with one of the women that accused him of jerking off in front of him. And that chick, she was a real bitch.
She was?
She was a real bitch. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
She came up to me. I performed with her like 4 years ago. We did a weekend together. And then I was talking her up to the other comics. I'm like, this chick, she's cool. I'm not going to say her name, but she's cool.
Yeah.
I was just talking her up. And then she walked over and I was like, what's up, girl? You know, I didn't say that, obviously, but I was just like, what's up, lady? And she was like, I don't know who you are. And I was like, ouch. And then she just goes, for the rest of you guys, don't make jokes about this, this, and that. And just be cool. And then like fucking stormed off. And I just look like such a fucking tool in front of these other comics. And I was just like, I can't believe she doesn't remember me when I fucking jerked off in front of her.
I know, right?
But
the whole Louis C.K. thing is like, he did ask. And like, it's kind of weird that you would ask somebody who you're working with if you can jerk off in front of them. But like, it's still like, he wasn't just like, like walking in while they were sleeping the way that Weinstein supposedly did.
Yeah.
And was like cornering them. But it is a question of, you know, what the line should be in our society. And we do need to talk more about that, whether you think he's guilty or not. I think it's a good discussion to be having.
He did what he did. I don't know what the situation is. I hear different stories from both ends. It's just like, I don't know. It's hard for me to, you know, be like, we should definitely take away everything, or, you know, slap him on the wrist, because he did lose like a whole fucking year of work, I feel like.
Yeah, but he'll bounce back.
For sure. I mean, he can't. It's not. I don't know if it's going to be anytime soon.
He's the director of Pootie Tang. Like, he's gonna he's gonna be fine.
He'll be fine. That's no argument. He'll be fine.
One of the best things he was part of back in the day, before anyone even knew about him, was the Dana Carvey show. He was like the head writer. Mm. They gave Dana Carvey his own show, which was basically like SNL.
Yeah,
but focused on him, and Louis C.K. was the head writer for that shit. Huh. That shit was insane. It ended up getting taken off the air just because it was so crazy. Like Bill Clinton with like breasts and like baby puppies like coming up and trying to drink milk out of them, and they were actually lactating. It's one of the craziest things. It's probably out there somewhere still.
Yeah, look that up.
Yeah.
Would you guys go to a Louis C.K. show? Were you fans of his?
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you go to a show now?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I would watch him masturbate.
Hashtag me too. Yeah.
If you would go to a Louis C.K. show, just let us know on Twitter. Hashtag me too. I would go too. Hashtag me too.
Some of the clubs around here, they won't bring these fucking comics, though. It's kind of crazy. Like T.J. Miller can't come near Seattle.
Or really?
Portland, it seems like, because he got protested, you know. But I think even his was kind of proven to be a rumor, I believe.
Yeah. That's the problem with all the accusations, is you really don't know who or what to believe.
Don't know.
You just kind of, you want to side with the victim, but at the same time, there's a lot of victims who perpetuate lies. We just have Amber Heard come out that the entire shit she said about Johnny Depp was wrong with proof, I guess.
Oh God.
I believe it's a fact.
He got kicked off of Pirates, and she just had a $1.14 billion movie release with Aquaman.
Yeah.
That breaks your heart. I met TJ Miller too. I met him before he was famous. He was still doing movies, but I sold him weed at the Hyatt Motel. I think it's been long enough for me to say that. The Statue of Limits.
Now the weed's legal anyways.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I sold that dude weed back when he was doing Doug Loves Movies. And he was like, I think he just did that Train movie with Denzel Washington. I don't know if you're familiar with his career, but I don't think I had no fucking clue who he was. But he was super nice. We got high in a bathtub. I didn't feel like he was very aggressive towards me at
maybe
all.
Maybe you just weren't as tight.
Maybe. I was very pretty back then, though.
True. Youthful beauty is hard to say no to.
Exactly. I like these guys. It's so, I come from a different side. But if I see it's a celebrity that I don't like, then I'm like, yeah, let's jump on this bandwagon.
I try and be sympathetic to all sides, even the ones I don't like, you know, even the victims and the ones being, because I have friends who were accused and they weren't. They didn't do it, and they become the victims, right? Those who are accused are the victims if they didn't actually do it. I've been falsely accused, you know? Falsely accused.
You Me Too'd me.
Did I?
In the elevator.
No, I offered to have sex with you because we were locked in an elevator for longer than 30 minutes.
Did he wash your feet?
I drank an entire bottle of tea so we'd have something to pee in. I was being a very sweet boy, a consummate elevator lover.
That's great.
Yeah.
Stephen McHugh says, I accuse Billy of undressing me with his eyes.
Does it all the time.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
I get that.
As an entertainer, if you have stage fright, they say to just look at the entire audience naked, right?
I've heard that.
Like, imagine them naked. So I just started like going to all the old folks' homes and doing comedy sets because I love wrinkly old titties.
I'm into that.
To beat ya over Everest and that school
to the cue to bring the movie back. Yeah.
Kick, punch, punch, chop.
This is another famous what? Internet what? Lol cow right here.
Kick, punch, punch.
Look at his room.
And block, block.
I mean,
so get cocky. It's get
this looks
cocky.
Like somebody who's definitely developmentally challenged. So I can't discredit his room. I mean, he probably has a child's brain. He's got a child's room. Makes sense to me.
What do you think? You think that's accurate?
I think he might have a child's brain in a jar behind him.
Good.
I think he might have more body parts of a child somewhere in this room. I don't know for sure. Obviously, he thinks at a different level okay, than most when, people. But
whenever we do
the,
whenever we do fuck, marry, kill, whenever I put this person into it, Billy always kills him, no matter who else is in it. I've even put in like Hitler. I've put in people with HIV, mm-hmm. all kinds of people, and he would rather marry and fuck people he could get HIV from.
Yeah.
Than this person.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I think. I don't know. I couldn't think of a list where he wouldn't be in the kill zone.
This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy,
Christian
by the way.
Christian Weston Chandler.
Is now Christine Weston Chandler. After, what? After I would say, a decade of being anti-gay.
Yes.
Anti-LGBTQ. This guy was
oh
anti-
my the screen.
And yes, now, Christian. And now she, Christine Weston Chandler,
yeah.
Is a woman who is LGBTQ after harping against them for a decade. And she was blessed by God with a taint cyst on her taint that pussed over, bubbled over and left a boil or whatever that was a God-given vagina.
Mm.
So she lucked out there.
That's this person.
This
yes.
This person, yeah. This,
right here.
I don't want a dead yes. name Christine, but...
How old is this video?
Probably like 10 to 12 years old, maybe.
Can we pop up a new one? I need an update. Can we do that?
I can show you...
I think there probably is something.
I just... Let's see.
So this person rants about anti-gays and
homosexuals. I mean, I mean, that's just part of the rabbit hole goes so deep.
Wow.
Do we have the news segment with her where she was outside of the college? Is that available?
Do not hate.
Do not hate. Yeah, because that's a really quality piece of material to juxtapose against this.
It's so weird how Chris Chan always just ends up on the news somehow, like out of nowhere. Also, Christian is banned from every GameStop in the entire country, technically.
Well, technically, but he's made his way in as we found some hidden footage that GameStop employees caught of him. So
he pepper sprayed a GameStop employee.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm going to do a deep dive on this guy.
Well,
lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian is, they say Christian is arguably the most documented person in human history. Let me see. I'll pull up. Here we go. I think. Yeah, here's this is wow, a similar shirt.
Wow.
Utility room. And this time I got a whopper of a speech for everybody that needs to be well heard and listened. And I did put it on Twitter. I'm going to read it. It came from heart, soul, mind.
Okay.
My
heart. Heart, soul, mind, God-given cyst vagina.
Yeah, there's a channel out there. It's called Geno Samuel 2.1. And there's a comprehensive Chris Chan documentary. Seriously, it's... how many parts are they up to now? Part
too many.
Part well, I guess he's re-releasing them because there used to be like 11 parts, but it looks like he's up to 7 now.
I feel like I've been on the internet a lot, but you guys make me feel like I have not even scraped the surface.
I'll tell you what, we got seeing eye weirdos that send us all types of crazy stuff too. Perfect. So like, it's not just us on the internet. Like,
but I've just gotten used to it.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
That's great. We gotta move down to this seat, jockey. No. Duck. Duck. Yup. Yup. Turn, turn. And pose. Pose.
He made a video talking about how he recycles his semen. Like, that's too funny. Like when he jerks off, he like puts it back by
eating it.
Yeah.
It's biblical, right? Because you can't spill your seed. So as long as you
catch it,
eat it, it goes back into your body. Yeah, so you're not
wasting your cummies.
You don't lose any of your power.
Don't
that
gonna
way.
Waste my special soldiers.
All right.
Time so for gross.
Stupid commercials.
Stupid ads, it's always $14.95.
Moo and I, moo, we got baby spell.
Love
roast
this.
Beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips. Ooh, pork chops, chicken wings, and chicken wings.
This is great.
Ooh.
Compliment way any meal like with mustard, turnip, and collard greens, just 29 cents a pound.
Dude, give me 20 ham, fucking pounds.
Cents a pound. Delicious with farm raised catfish, $1.59 a pound. And great with chicken leg quarters, fixed your favorite way, only 29 cents a pound.
Damn, that's really good. Yeah, this video was probably made in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm. So at that time, those deals were not as impressive, but they're still impressive.
Right now, they're super impressive.
They're still, they're door busters.
Especially
right?
out here.
That gets people in
Man,
the door.
Like, right.
There was a buy one, get one at QFC last week in the meat section. I like murdered my fridge with that.
Oh, dude, the BOGOs, though? Yeah. They always like, they almost always raise the price to like the highest possible pricing point. So you're really not getting that great of a deal. If you can find a BOGO when it's on like a good deal as well, that's when you wreck the game.
I feel like I have found a pretty good deal.
You probably did. Yeah. No, you probably hit it at the right time. Because exactly. Like, I'll go in there and it'll be like $8 a pound for hamburger. So you're paying $4 a pound at the BOGO price. And you're like,
Food out here is so much more expensive than in the Midwest.
Because it's better to live here.
It is, but it is better living here, but it is just stupid expensive to live here.
Bet you was it cheap in Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia was dirt cheap.
Yeah. Dirt cheap. I heard gas.
It's a wealthy.
We had like lobsters for like, I think I remember eating lobster tail and they were like $1 a pop.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Which was like amazing.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat anything else. I'd eat pussy and lobster tail. That'd be it.
Exactly.
That'd be it.
It'd be really hard to get pussy there.
Yeah, though. That's what I was just thinking.
Would it be?
Yes.
Why?
You're not really allowed to talk to women.
Yeah,
but I don't need to talk to them.
Dude, you never go to Saudi Arabia.
I could just wink.
Never go. You won't make it out alive.
I would wink and they would come to my house.
Sure they
wearing
would.
Their veils.
They do this thing where they sync your phones up with Bluetooth. So when you pass them, like your phones will like talk to each other. Then you can send each other numbers. But they never communicate in public.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's real hard to get laid there, I'm guessing.
You were there with family, right?
Hey, yeah.
So you could just bang like somebody's mom. I'm sure there's somebody else's mom was there.
They want to buy a living room.
No. Well, if you're like a military kid. But...
Yeah, bang the other military wives.
Oh, for sure. But yeah. I'm saying if you're like trying to score some like Saudi Arabian pussy.
I mean, I wouldn't
be really
picky. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard for me, though.
Maybe.
I'm terribly attractive.
I'm the
worldwide.
Only person showing her ankles.
I'm Mr. International. Yeah, anywhere I go, women just flock to me. It's disgusting.
No.
Come first. Fire eye first.
We have everything on sale up to 40.
Is he wearing a MAGA hat?
Pay in cash.
In 2003?
Come buy today. Get it today.
Come to where you get more for your money. I-45 North between Parker and Little York. Fire eye furniture.
Where the beans? Beanbags are.
Where the beanbags are.
Okay.
We should get beanbags for the studio.
Hi, Todd Harris.
Is this the $1 lobster guy?
Hear me now. Hot Todd Harris has the best child. Hot Todd Harris.
This is frightening.
Beautiful decor and food galore.
Chris Farley never actually died.
Wow.
He relocated.
Todd Harris. Delicious seafood steak and finger licking chicken. Hot Todd Harris.
Holy shit. I love Hot Todd Harris. Wow. High Tide Harry's.
High Tide Harris.
Yeah, that's. Who do you think wrote that? Obviously, Harry wrote that.
I hope so, but I don't. I wouldn't put it past him.
He couldn't get any music for it?
Who needs music when you have
Yeah. I honestly want to watch it again.
Hot Todd Harry. Is he doing a lobster jerk-off motion?
Hear me now. Hot Todd Harry has the best child.
Hot Todd Harry.
Beautiful decor and food galore. Family fun.
You think there was
everyone.
More to that costume?
Hot Todd Harry.
That's the only part he could fit in.
Yeah. Seafood steak and finger licking chicken.
What we don't know about that suit is that the top is the lobster, but his entire bottoms are drenched in melted butter. You didn't notice that from the low quality video, but it's true.
Was that supposed to be a lobster outfit? Because he stretched it into a crab.
Mr. Krabs! Mr. Krabs!
Two locations in Orlando. I wonder if High Tide Harry still exists.
Ooh, look it up.
I mean, they got it with that type of marketing.
I'm trying to go munch.
There's no fucking way they would.
Yeah, I mean, I just watched this and now I want to go to High Tide Harry's right now. Let's catch a red eye there.
I'm into it.
All right. Let's do it.
If your transmission's got you down or your motor falls apart, that's the time to come to Thunderbolt. You don't need a brand new car. We still believe in value, and we pass it on to you. At Thunderbolt, we fix it right, and we guarantee...
Whoa, whoa, buddy.
I'm in. Cadillacs and fucking MILFs, I'm in.
Thunderbolt is better, faster, and cheaper than car dealers. You can get 0% financing, extended warranties, free inspections, and free towing if needed.
We put the yee-haw back in your motor and transmission.
I love that. Yeah. Greatest. I'm buying a fucking transmission right now.
Dude,
right.
This one is insane. This is some of the best ones I find are lawyer commercials. And this is probably the best lawyer commercial I've ever seen.
It ain't pretty when you face a bad truck wreck. Greedy insurance companies play dirty. Bring it on. The Texas Hammer.
Go at them with Jim Adler, the tough, smart lawyer that knows how to beat them at their own game.
I stand tough and carry a big, big hammer.
Big, big hammer. Oh, shit.
I thought so.
Call now, 713-777-4000.
Is that the same guy with the mag light yelling at his neighbors? JimAdler.com. That guy's got balls.
JimAdler.com. Lawyers got...
He's got explosions.
Lawyers are like crazy fucking people. I used to do websites for a lawyer that was like... he was a... I don't want to out him, but he was like a lawyer for like basically the Sons of Anarchy.
Hmm.
You ever watch Sons of Anarchy, the motorcycle clubs?
Yeah.
But the IRL version of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a crazy dude, but he'd always pay me like money. He's like, I want you to do this website. Update this website. He just send me like thousands of bucks here and there. I'm like, okay, whatever. Making all these motorcycle vroom vrooms. I'm like, let's do it. I felt like I was going to get rolled up on, though, if I didn't meet the deadline. He'd send Jax Teller out to get me. And I was afraid. The lawyers are crazy people.
Intense. Yeah, I would hire this lawyer. I'm not sure what type of lawyer he is.
he's the hammer type.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess he's like an injury lawyer, personal injury lawyer, maybe?
Dot Executable says Jim Adler's a con man.
Oh.
So he's a great lawyer, then, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, exactly. I would hire him to con somebody for me, then.
I think anybody who's ever dealt with the law on a frivolous level, you know, where you're not just... dealing with the law because you're trying to pay a fine or a small charge or something, but it's a frivolous charge, like if it's lawsuit based or like the neighbor's lawn is 4 yards into your yard and you're doing this frivolous bullshit law, it's all psychopaths. Every lawyer that isn't doing like public defender for trials, they're all crazy psychopaths.
Yeah, I'd say yeah to that.
Hot Todd Harry's.
Bless their hearts, though. Oh, world really needs them.
Without them, we wouldn't have this commercial to play.
I knew of a lawyer that had a fucking shark tank in his house. It was like a giant shark tank that was like between two rooms.
How big were the sharks, though?
Like, not super huge. Yeah, fuck, you know, man. But he would like get in with scuba gear and like swim around,
fight them.
No, just like swim with them and shit.
High Tide Harry's is still open.
That's insane. But hey, you
whoa.
It was the marketing.
Gotta go to Orlando.
Yeah. I wonder if
hey,
that
Frank
guy.
Brody here from
now, follow up question: is Harry still alive? Because
that's a good question.
About how great his diet was. Seafood's
hey,
good
Frank
for you.
Brody here from Brody Automotive. Doctor told me I need to turn it down a notch so my heart doesn't explode. So now I need to come up with another way to get your attention besides screaming.
And that puts me in a real pickle. So this is what I decided to do. It's ooh, my nickel pickle
this must
sale.
Be Chris Chan's worst nightmare.
A nickel
commercial.
Pickle
yeah.
sale?
You can drive a nicer, newer vehicle and just put 5 cents down. Yep, just
why has it
got to
be a pickle-suited nickel?
Even if you've had credit problems in the past, my For the People credit approval process means if you have a job and a nickel, you can be approved.
A nickel.
Could they I'm not Fred Grody, and I am
nickel?
A dealer for the people.
Yeah, good job, Grody. Mm-hmm.
I want you in my commercial, but you're not going to say shit.
Doing the fucking hip-hop pose, the doctor, and that's Dr. Dreidel.
Seems like
there.
Somebody, I bet that's like a family member. And
that's his son, yeah.
It's totally his son. You got to put your son in the commercial. Fine, but he ain't saying shit.
I ain't got time to talk. I'm talking 45 miles a minute.
Make him look smart. Make him look like a doctor.
Fuck.
Make him the pickle.
Patron perk idea. We should go eat at High Tide Harry's and film it. I guess if we can have a patron level where Ben and I will just travel the world eating food.
Sure. Let's great. Do it.
That's life right there.
Yeah. I want to do it. I'm game. I pulled up. I had downloaded this commercial a while ago, and I think we played it on a private show or something, but I was going to play it. It's the Pizza Inn commercial with the Von Erichs.
Oh.
My brothers taught me about wrestling, but I taught them about eating.
So he brought us to Pizza Inn's all-you-can-eat buffet.
You get hot, fresh pizza.
Looks
thin
gross.
Crust or pan.
Looks plus, gross?
There's plenty of yeah. spaghetti, garlic toast,
no,
and
man. Look at all those carbs.
For super low price.
And you get a Cary Von Erich poster.
Pre-suicide signed poster.
Yeah. I wonder if he still had his foot here, because this guy lost his foot eventually.
When you buy any small, foot? Medium, or large
yeah.
pizza,
how do you lose his foot?
In like a motorcycle crash or something.
Mm, that makes sense.
And
did he kill himself?
He did kill himself eventually, and
because
so did
he lost his foot.
Well, because of like I think almost every
wrestling.
One of his brothers died. He might have died before the other ones.
Kevin's
like,
the only one that isn't dead.
And they had a young brother that like electrocuted himself when he was 12.
There's another young
line.
Brother that killed himself too.
Yeah, a lot of. Lot of
then their
up.
Oldest brother like died of a drug overdose in Japan.
Yeah, one of the most 20x28
color
wrestling
poster
families.
Of your favorite box.
That guy's the only one that's still alive right there.
Von Erich. This week's poster features all three Von Erichs.
This is so dumb. This was a selling point in Texas in the 80s.
They were
these,
huge in
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, they were like rock stars. Like,
yeah.
Dang.
This, yeah.
I've never heard of these guys.
Yeah, they could have been Brad Pitt in Texas. You know.
Yeah, this, basically.
Wow. But not a long shelf life for them.
No.
Uh-huh. Damn shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
These, what are these guys famous
pizza.
For?
Wrestling. Pro wrestling.
Yeah, that's why they were dressed in like their underwear, basically.
Gotcha.
Pizza Inn.
I was like, are these like Texas favorite strippers? What the fuck are we looking at?
All right, the Texas Dolls. Have a slice of pizza and a piece of ass.
I thought like literally it was like some Chippendale dancers.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what?
Texas strippers.
Wow, I did not realize that fucking whatever that company was. What was that for?
Pizza Inn.
It's probably in Texas somewhere.
So progressive to use male sex figures. We're going to sell pizza
in the
80s dick.
Too, ahead of their time.
I didn't think the pizza was that bad looking.
It looks weird to me.
I don't know.
It doesn't look good to me.
You ever eat an Izzy's pizza? That was the Northwest version of this. They had all you can eat pizza. Izzy's is pizza plus a whole lot more. They had like twice baked potato bullshit or some other.
Twice baked potato bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. Onion rings, french fry, pasta, garbage, and a sliced ham, and then pizza and a salad bar.
Pizza Inn still in business.
Hell yeah.
They knew what to do. They knew, you think pepperoni, you think dick.
Yeah. Give me that hot Italian sausage.
Want triplets. All the same dick.
Pizza butt.
Pizza Inn.
Put a pizza dick and a pizza butt. Pizza Inn.
So we got a little bit of time left. I'm just going to put up the timer, and then people can send in Streamlabs, and I'll open the floor to our Patreon chat. You can ask questions if you want to send in any Streamlabs. You can do that too.
Ask questions
for a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Ask questions for Tyler about Louis C.K. and how big his
dick is.
His member was.
I heard it's not massive.
I'm sure it's not massive. Like any guy that gets off on masturbating in front of a woman doesn't have a tool worth building a house with. You know.
It's very true. It's very true.
I assume. I have a very average penis, but I'm a larger than life guy, so it doesn't get enough credit, you know? It's underestimated.
Does it look smaller on your larger body?
Exactly, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of weight too, so it's better now than it was a couple years ago.
It used to get swallowed up, right?
Well, I mean, when it was flaccid, I still had a little iceberg. I had a Lori Beth Densberg iceberg. My little pecker would shoot out like the sandworm in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I just heard the expression iceberg. Have you heard somebody be called an iceberg before?
No,
what is it? It's when a chick has a really pretty face but a giant body. They call them an iceberg. Yeah. And my buddy was showing me, goes, "This is an iceberg." And I was like, "That's an iceberg. You can call me the Titanic because I'd hit it and go down on it."
Nice, Lori Beth Iceberg from All That. Remember her?
I don't think her last name was Iceberg.
It was Denberg, but we call her the Iceberg.
Okay.
She probably fucked both Pete and Pete's at the same time.
Pete and Pete's? You know?
Yeah, I assume that everybody from Nickelodeon is fucked up because Amanda Bynes fucked up, right?
Probably.
Is it because that one guy who's like the director there?
Dan Schneider or whatever.
He's like a producer or something.
Yeah, producer.
He was on that show Head of the Class back in the day.
A lot of sick people there. So I just assume everybody at Nickelodeon's sick. I assume Keenan and Kel were running trains on Amanda Bynes. I could be wrong. I just assume it. I assume Pete and Pete were going in the avocado style and Lori Beth Denberg's fat folds.
It's hard to believe they didn't.
Yeah. Avocado is where you just fuck the pits. Because you can't find the pussy.
Oh,
so you're going avocado style on a big fat arms.
I love that. I'm going to take that home with me.
Yeah.
Every time I cut open an avocado with the chick, I'm going to bring that up. You ever go avocado style, girl?
Yeah. Like, you don't want me to, you want to save your virginity? All right, just let me smash the armpit.
Smash the pit.
Yeah, let me do a pit job. We're going avocado style. Making some guacamole.
Oof. That's how you get athlete's foot on your dick, though.
Okay. Executable says, I know a shit ton of background stuff behind Nickelodeon when Dan Schneider was there. Executables, I am interested in this now. I want to like pick your brain. Maybe we'll have a fucking...
I mean, is he going to be in the chat on the post show?
Yeah, if you're in chat on post show.
I guess we got to be careful about what we talk about on Twitch.
Yeah, it's Twitch. We'll do a private show one day and you'll tell us as much as you can. That would be fun.
Somebody asked what my favorite comedian was a minute ago. Living, I would say Bill Burr, big fan of Burr.
Yeah.
And then dead, I would say Hedberg.
Have you seen his movie?
That
was fun. I like that.
I dig it. Hedberg was great. He was probably like one of the first ones that I saw that made me really get interested in comedy.
Did you see him live?
Never got to see him live.
He used to do giggles here a lot.
Yeah, he started around here. But my buddy Hennigan, he's like a relic in the comedy scene. He was telling me, I was like, did you know Hedberg when he was alive? And he was around here. Like, yeah, I know him. Like, what was your opinion of him? And he goes, well, Hedberg fucked everybody's girlfriend and won every comedy competition. I hated that son of a bitch. I was like,
yeah.
That makes me like him more.
Yeah, he didn't fuck your girlfriend, right?
Right. But yeah, no, he was a great comic. Super funny.
Yeah.
Was that the only question that we got?
I mean, they can ask away.
Do you see a different chat than I do?
No, no. The one on the screen there is the best chat to look at.
That's best chat.
They might have ran out of questions. Usually the questions are really weird. Do you deserve an Oscar?
Akadi Akila says, do you deserve an Oscar?
I believe so.
Tech says, I'm failing psychology advice. Isn't it just... class? Can't you just sit down and
you should either yourself? Study or you should find someone that'll let you copy off of them.
Yeah. Mr. Guest, what is your favorite video game?
I can tell you what my least favorite is right now, that fucking Anthem game that just came out on PlayStation 4. I've been playing it a bunch and it sucks. It's so lame.
Really?
It's so glitchy, man. It's filled with glitches. It's like they should be ashamed of themselves for releasing this type of game.
I've been arguing with him on fucking Twitter because fucking PlayStation doesn't have a customer service department. They're like, just tweet at us. We'll get at you. And I'm like, you fucking kidding me? You want me to make this shit public? All right.
You, the only reason Billy... Oh, hold on. There was a good comment there.
The only reason Billy wears a bandana is to hide his five head. And I'm just showing that I obviously have a good forehead.
It's good size.
It's a good size. I have great facial control with my eyebrows, minimal wrinkles when I'm my expression brows. There's a good forehead, good face. Like,
listen to this.
What?
Listen to this narcissism.
It's not narcissism. I'm pointing out a fact.
It's a great forehead.
Yeah,
it's probably the best thing about you.
I mean, you would think that, right? But I have a lot of qualities. I have a lot of great qualities, but you would think that because of how good it is.
That's kind of funny.
Billy, do you think when you lose enough weight, you will just turn into Weird Al for real? I'm actually a parody of Weird Al. It's very, very weird. Billy, why are you not buying 3.78 liters of mayonnaise off Amazon? Because I don't have my Yang Gang books yet.
Yeah, right. When Who's got that type of money?
When I start getting my Thowie a month, I'm going to be spending it on mayonnaise.
He's wasting all his money on two-flavored La Croix.
Kilo says, guest, what do you think of Ben's invention of the bandana? The bandana?
Yeah.
It's a stupid meme. Don't answer.
What are you talking about? I invented the bandana.
No, you didn't.
Well, okay, it's maybe I didn't invent it, but I popularized it to the degree that now it's known as the bandana.
Bandanas are my thing. I've been wearing them the entire time on the show.
I almost brought my bandana.
Really?
To wear it because in solidarity.
They're called bandanas now.
Yeah, bandanas.
That's bring me back. I'll bring a bandana. I got my forehead's way bigger than yours, so I should probably be covering up some of it. Take a cue.
I'm bringing the bandana back for the next episode, and I have something else. I have a surprise that I'm going to bring.
Ooh. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. My look. I went to a stylist and got a new look. That I'm going to premiere on the next.
I don't agree with any of this.
What? What do you mean?
Did you get a mullet?
What?
Did you get a mullet?
What?
What's under
what?
The hat?
What?
What's under
what?
The hat?
What?
Yeah, I don't agree with any of this.
What?
Plans for 420. Yeah, I am performing at Tacoma Comedy Club at 4:20 p.m.
Nice.
For the dope show. And then at 8 p.m., we're doing Everett Historical Theater in Everett. I was like, Everett Historical Theater in Everett.
In Everett.
From Tacoma to Everett.
Tacoma to Everett. We got the Lion Pride Music Party Bus. That'll be escorting us between the two locations. And if you come by VIP passes, you get to party on that bus too. What?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. 420. 420 is like my Christmas, man.
Yeah. I saw Cheech and Chong are going to be at the Emerald Queen on 420.
They are, but let's go to the dope show in Everett.
Exactly. Who needs Cheech and Chong?
Those tired old fucks. They're in their 90s. Who do you want to see them? They're going to get wheeled out on stage
and they're just going to
puff some smoke into their faces. No, you don't want to see that. You want to see some lively crew. I got Mitch Burrow coming up here, who's one of the funniest Marines you've ever met. Coming from L.A., he's going to be on the show. Corey Michaelis, the world's funniest substitute teacher. He's going to be on the show as well. Never smokes weed. So it's a good show. And then we got, Jake Silberman is on there as well. An amazing comic. It's great comics. You got to look him up.
I think it would be most interesting to see the people that either never smoke weed or it's their first time.
Yeah, those people are always the best.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. There's been some incidents where it's like, I wish that they would have tried smoking weed before they came to the show. So it wasn't like, let's figure this out as we go. But we had Dana Carvey, his kid, not Dana Carvey, but his son
is
trying to be a comedian. He has two kids,
yeah.
Dax and Tom. And Tom was on the dope show, and he was one of the guys that didn't make it back to the second act because he got so fucking high.
Damn.
It was pretty funny because I didn't know that he's never been high before. So I was like, well, we got to do it. You're on the dope show. You can't be on my show and not smoke weed. You're going to discredit my whole fucking reputation. So you got to smoke this and get the fuck back on stage, Tom. So he smoked it and then he just had a panic attack and he was like, I can't do this. And he just bolted out the room and I had to chase him.
That
like,
is so damn, funny.
Half a block.
if you've ever seen Dana Carvey's Netflix special, he talks about his kids a lot
yeah.
in it. So that's kind of funny. that you actually met one of them.
Yeah, I met both of them.
Bunch of fucking bullshit.
He came back on my show a year after that. That was like year one. A year later, he redeemed himself.
Did he do more weed? And
he did. Work? He's been smoking more weed. He came back. He's got a tattoo now. His life's in the gutter.
It's all going downhill now.
Yeah. But I think there's a picture on the show's fan page of him and his brother on stage. It's cool. Never know who's going to be a drop-in guest. We might. I don't want to spoil it, but we... There may be a drop-in guest for the 420 show in Tacoma.
It's Pee Wee Herman, isn't it?
No, but if you looked at the weekend, you can see who's performing there that weekend. He's a friend. He might stop by. I can't announce it, but...
I wouldn't announce it. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
That's all you got to say. Right. It's going to be fucking good.
It's going to be dope. He's got Netflix special, baby.
Netflix. Bang, bang.
Those would be good shows, though.
Yeah.
I don't know where these guys from. Somebody said they're from New Orleans. Is anybody from up here that watches the show?
I mean, no.
We got a handful. A few. Yeah. Our audience is more based in
everywhere.
I would say mostly Germany.
Mostly in Germany.
No.
Perfect.
No, we're not Hasselhoff.
They're those type of people.
we did a show at a local, actually two of them here. You know, and there was a decent amount of local people that showed up, and then there were people that came from out of town.
Yeah, over half the audience was out of town.
Yeah,
for the one that I was at.
Yeah,
It was a rowdy bunch of alcoholics.
Australia. I did the Melbourne Comedy Festival like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, in Australia?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going back there. That was just
too much travel time,
like,
or what?
24 hours in the air, dude. Like, it's cool. I could say I've been there, but I don't think I'm going to go back. Australia was that's a fucking travel.
Yeah, seems like it.
Aussie Metal Mate loves the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Melbourne. That's good stuff.
Melbourne.
Where in Canada is this person from?
Ontario, like Toronto area.
Ontario.
The Dope Show and I will be at Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, this Sunday. If anybody's from fucking Edmonton.
Nice.
Edmonton's dope, though. I hear it's a really good town. I'm excited to be there. Have you been?
No. I spent a lot of time in Vancouver.
Where Ella Grant lives.
Edmonton?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I should drive up. Maybe she needs a little visit from Bill Fridge.
I'm excited to go up there, but I get fucking raped at the border.
Is it
really?
She's from Edmonton or Calgary? Can't remember.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I always get those two mixed up.
Edmonton's not that far away. It's like the Montana of Canada. Montana.
So, I mean, Calgary too. Like, they do like the Stampede.
Yeah.
And shit.
But it's
there.
Like, as far as the distance is, it's like about a 7-hour drive.
I don't know, something like that.
Calgary, it's like 7 hours north of Spokane.
Okay.
Then Edmonton's like 12 fucking hours from here.
Really?
Yeah.
Never mind. I ain't driving there.
Yeah, I'm renting a car doing it. I just figured, fuck it.
You have a bunch of people going with you in the car, no, or are you driving alone?
It was so hard for me to book American comics to come that I had to book all Canadians. So it's all Canadians up there. But it's a great lineup. We got Trix, Sterling Silver. It's going to be a good one. But it was so funny trying to figure out people who can go, because like so many people have Deweys. It's hard to get artists to go across the border because they just saw a bunch of degenerates.
I used to go across like 4 or 5 times a month for wrestling training.
I
wanted to be a pro wrestler.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good dream. And then they made it so you had to have a passport to cross.
I feel like I've stopped heard going. About you through one of my friends.
You have friends?
I got two or three, but yeah. I feel like I've heard about you.
I usually go up on July 1st because it's just probably the best day to go up to Vancouver, like the Vancouver
Canada
area. Yeah, yeah. And they hadn't actually totally legalized weed there yet, but the announcement had been made that it was going to be legal eventually anyway. So they were just selling weed like in the park. Like they had a bunch of tables set up with vendors selling like weed and edibles and all kinds of shit.
Vancouver's always been pretty marijuana friendly though, even before that. So
yeah, but I had gone the year prior and I went to like a dispensary and it was like very controlled. And then a year later I went and they were like selling the shit
outside.
Because
you look like a cop.
I went to Vancouver last week.
Oh, did you?
Just to double check to make sure I can get across the border, because I want to rest on my record. But
oh yeah, they're tough.
Yeah, I got arrested for selling pot, so it looks like it's a horrible charge because it's like a VLISCA charge. It's not like VLISCA looks terrible. It just means trafficking narcotics. Mm. So whenever I go across the border, it's a fucking nightmare.
It shouldn't even matter now, though, that it's totally legal up there.
It shouldn't, yeah. But it still means that you did a crime at one point in time.
Exactly. Sure. But it was dropped, so yeah. I have like a formal paper saying that all charges were dropped, because it was like a bullshit arrest. But anyways, so went to Canada. While I was hanging up there, I went to a glass shop and just was like, I want to buy weed up here. So I don't know, I've never bought weed in Canada before, so I just... like, where's your guys' rec shops? And this guy's like, there's one down the street on this, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, take two turns, whatever. And he's like, what are you going to go buy? And I was like, a joint. He was like, I'll sell you one right here. I was like, all right, well, this saves me a fucking 2-block walk.
Yeah. Want to buy a joint, dude?
First person I talked to in Canada sold me a joint.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to go to, in Vancouver... what was it? The New Amsterdam Cafe, I think was what it was called.
Hmm.
It was. It reminded me of the coffee shops that they have in Amsterdam. It was very similar.
Tommy from the Bronx has a Q&A question. Why isn't Tommy from the Bronx on this show?
That's a good question.
I don't know. It's about to end pretty soon anyway.
Yeah, we'll set something up with you, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah. We can have Tommy on the show.
I don't know who Tommy is.
Tommy from the Bronx.
I'm guessing Tommy's from the Bronx?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to kick my ass if I don't lose 300 pounds by the end of the year.
Is that what he said to you?
He's going
to
kick your fucking ass. I don't know if he said kick my ass, but the way he was saying it, it seems like he was going to kick my ass.
Ooh, legal weed shop in Toronto? That means I'll probably be there pretty soon. Whenever a weed shop opens up, I'm like not too far behind.
You're like Johnny Appleseed of weed shops.
That's like my Reese's Pieces.
E.T. Fun home.
All right, so I think we're going to wrap it up. Billy and I will see you guys in maybe like 10 to 15 minutes on Twitch.
On Twitch for
go over to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. You'll see us there for the post show. We'll be doing some other stuff.
Ben's going to let me give him a haircut.
Stay tuned. Yeah, yeah. Billy the Barber Cheesecake over here.
Not Cheesecake. Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yep. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Thanks for having me.
Any social medias to point people towards?
Instagram. It's all HIGHBS, HIGHBS for Instagram, Twitter. And the website is whosmokesweed.me. Great website. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
Whosmokesweed.me.
Boom.
That's good.
It'll connect you to everything.
Ben, what are you going to do when Billy gets exposed on June 27th?
Nothing.
Thank you. Ben believes in me.
Get exposed for what?
They won't say, and I'm like, just do it now.
No, yeah. It's June 27th, and then we're actually going to cancel the show that night to fuck with them.
Okay. You getting hashtag me too?
Maybe. I'm sure at some point in time, I did something worthy of a me too hashtag.
I was homeless. It was 93.
Yeah.
I crawled in through his hotel window and he washed my feet.
Oh, one time my buddy was staying at a hotel and I was going to meet up with him. I didn't realize he'd gotten evicted. And I reached in through the window to open the door because he slept sometimes. He told me to do that. And it was like a fucking family inside the hotel room. And I felt so bad. I was like, sorry. And I like ran away. But it was his fucking room. He got evicted. Didn't call me or tell me.
Did you turn the light on?
I just opened the door and it was like a family with kids. I was like, ah! I felt so fucking bad.
They should have had that locked.
Yeah.
That's on the dad's fault.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad.
Yikes. It was bad. It's not like you had your dick out.
No, I didn't. Definitely didn't do that. Definitely.
Did you shit your pants?
I walked in and took a dump first. I was like, sorry, guys. I can't hold this any longer.
74-minute dump. Yeah. I am so sorry.
Yeah, it was rough.
Whole time apologizing through the door.
It was rough. Thank you guys for watching. See you again on Thursday.
Peace.
Brave is on a mission to fix what it believes is a broken web. Ads are everywhere. They follow you from site to site to site, collecting personal information, tracking your browsing activity, cluttering up content, all the while slowing you down. The average person downloads more than 2,000 ads and trackers every day. Brave wants to change that. They believe your web browsing data shouldn't be collected without your permission, packaged into a profile, and sold to the highest bidder to be used for even more advertising. Instead, Brave believes it can make the web faster, more secure, and more private without intrusive ads. To accomplish this vision, Brave has built a new web browser for phones and computers, the Brave browser, and an Ethereum-based token called Basic Attention Token, or BAT. The Brave browser blocks ads and trackers that compromise your privacy. To help websites make up for lost revenue, Brave makes it possible to acquire BAT and give it directly to your favorite sites. Or you can enable Brave Rewards, which serves ads that don't collect or sell your data. When you opt into Brave Rewards, the sites you visit are paid in BAT, and you're rewarded too for paying attention to the ads. It's a win for everyone, except all those third-party ad trackers, of course. Learn more at brave.com.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.